Blog Talk Radio.
Listen, I'm a Hebrew Israelite from the tribe of Judah, of the seed of Abraham. I ain't no Egyptian, I ain't no Muslim, I ain't no Kabbalist, and I definitely ain't no African. Why you all up in Islam? You ain't Arab, you're a Hebrew. Man, it's getting crazy everywhere I look. I see you, some of y'all say you Egyptian. You can't read the hieroglyphics, you don't know what they really say. That makes you religious, cuz you just believed in what you heard was right. So why you mad at me for saying I'm an Israelite? When I can read the Hebrew, I can see right through you. You want your identity, but you don't wanna be who you are. You wanna shine, you wanna travel around with the philosophy and history you think you found. But all your dates are carbon dated, and we know that's false. So what's the point of all your math when your equation is wrong? Come on, you ain't Egyptian. You ain't no Muslim. You ain't no African. Come on.
Mechanisms when my throat's dry, consume every meal with no fear of E. coli. Food is
still give a try. Can't count on my fingers how many people die for not eating right. When your body shut down, it's gonna be a long night. They fill you up with medication without the education. Y'all's laws taught our whole nation. And who's teaching America? You can get a watermelon without the seed stuff. See, back in the land where we from, you could plant a vineyard and let it give a stranger some. Jerusalem, every day was a Thanksgiving. Y'all gave to us a lot, who are you kidding? Our nation was something to behold until we lost our minds and Gentiles gained control. Now we here in Babylon, eating on Cinnabons. If you seen Abraham, you probably envy him. If you saw King David, you might run from him. Why don't you see yourself as one of them? She have high cheeks, oh, now I guess she's Indian. Sometimes Israelites can be their own little villain. Lying to their children. December 25th, lying to your children. Now back to the title of this song called Jerusalem. Back then, we were noble people. No tail-bearing, backbiting, a true brother's keeper. You wouldn't catch your Hanan smoking grass. He ate honey and locusts, and I bet he had a stash. Yeah, smoking that grass. Killing all your brain cells, forgetting all your past. Give me some wine, and I bet I make it last. Breaking some bread with my brothers on the path. Doing what's good, cause I fear the aftermath. Living for Yah, so I don't drink of his wrath. And it's all good, cause I know he'll have my back. Psalm 91, I know that Yah have my back. Gotta stay the course. Focus on Jerusalem, forget about this whore. Gotta stay the course. Focus on Jerusalem. 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 Forget about the whore. Gotta stay the course. Gotta stay the course. Focus on Jerusalem. Forget about the whore. Whore. Gotta stay the course.
All right. Shalom, shalom, family. Shalom and welcome back. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. I'm your sister as well as your host, Georgia Johnson. Family, today is the 24th of July, 2011. Today we're going to be bringing you another show, which is going to kind of go into the show I did last, I guess it was Friday, the show that I did concerning who killed the prophets and who killed Yahushua. This is just a little bit more information. I specifically put these shows on recorded, make it documented, so that the ones who come to our show page will understand exactly who Scripture is speaking of and exactly who we are speaking of when we call ourselves Hebrews. We're not speaking of the same ones that Yahushua was calling Pharisees, Sadducees, or Edom, or any of these names. I mean, I can go further, but I think I'll stop there. I want to make a more defined but more current look at what Yahushua was speaking of. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to read something to you guys from Matthew 23. Now, if you have a Bible, go ahead and open it up. Let me see if I can get the link open up to give to everyone at home, or not at home, but at on our chat line. Let me get it up right now. I wasn't going to do it because I have so much to say. I'm scared I'm going to run into overtime, and I'm really trying not to do that today. Okay, as you guys know, I was supposed to bring on Brother Neil, but I don't know. I'm going to have to wait for Brother Neil to get a hold of me. I've been trying to get a hold of him concerning the show we wanted to give you guys today, which went into the third earth age, or excuse me, the first, the second, and the third earth age, actually, but really concentrating on that first earth age. Okay, I just gave the link over to the chat line, and I'm reading now out of the book of Matthew. This is still going to go into Edom. We're not off the subject of Edom. Because today, many of the people who sit in the churches, many of the people who could even testify, hey, yes, the Jews out in Israel who really are Zionist Jews or Satanic Jews or whatever you want to call it, yeah, they are Revelations 2:9-9. They're not getting the whole picture. Probably half of those people who come up with the conspiracy theories don't even realize that they fall within Edom themselves. But specifically, when we go into books like the New Testament, Matthew's, Mark, Luke, and John, even some of the other books, Corinthians and so forth, it's speaking about a specific set of people. And it just so happens that our Father gave us much warning through Yahushua when he came upon this earth, gave us much warning about Edom. Now, like I said, I titled this show today, Beware of the Leaven of the Pharisees. So we're going to basically be pinpointing a specific small group of Edom, same group that the book of Obadiah speaks of. We're going to be talking about these Pharisees and these Sadducees, okay? We're going to also look a little bit at Edom itself within the context of this show. But I want to really pinpoint some things here. Now, I'm going to start off Matthew 23, beginning at verse 1. We have to get some basic information put down first. Verse 1, then spake Yahushua to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. Now, we have gone over this many shows, specifically when we were doing Edom killed the prophets and Yahushua. You know, we told you it was a law-giving seat, okay? Moses was a Levitical, you know, he was from the Levitical priesthood, although his brother Aaron was the Levitical line. It's just a law-giving seat. Now, the law-giving seat that Yahushua was trying to make note that we understand is this seat that Moses was sitting in was our Hebrew forefathers' laws, commandments, judgments, everything that was given in the first five books, which is known as our Torah, okay? But Yahushua here is saying that these scribes and these Pharisees, the same ones that he called ye generation of vipers, ye den of vipers, as well as John the Baptist, these speak into something else out there that is amongst us, but not Hebrew. So I want to first start off there by letting everyone know who was sitting in Moses' seat in Yahushua's time while he was walking the earth, teaching the lost sheep of Israel who were scattered among the Gentiles. Let's continue. Verse 3, all therefore whatsoever they bid you observe. The same ones who were sitting in Moses' seat, the scribes and the Pharisees, bid you observe. That observe and do, but do not ye after their works, for they say and they don't do. Okay? They don't do what they even tell you to do. They're bringing man-made laws and traditions in the place of the Torah is what they're doing. And we're gonna really tie it in really good in a little bit. Just hang with me for a second. Verse 4 of Matthew 23. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do for to be seen of men. Now I'm going to stop it right there. I want to jump around a little bit. We're going to jump at verse 7. Talking about these Pharisees and these scribes who were sitting in law-giving seats during Yahushua's time, yet they're still sitting in the law-giving seats today in 2011, July 24th, 2011. Yes, they are. Now, we're going to go into this. It tells us in verse 7 of Matthew 23, and greetings in the markets, and to be called of men, Rabbi, Rabbi. Now, we have to stop pause for a second. Who are these scribes and Pharisees who are sitting in a place where they ought not to be sitting, which is Moses' seat, and they love to be greeted as Rabbi, Rabbi? I would say that would probably be your Jewish rabbis, your Israeli Jewish rabbis. Let's continue. It tells us in verse 9, also this is going to bring the other round of Edom into play here. And call no man your father upon the earth, speaking of those who are in some type of, I guess you would call it today, religious authority. But really what we're speaking of is anyone speaking the word of the book, our book, the Bible. You're not supposed to be calling any man father upon the earth, because he tells us one is your father, which is in heaven. That's Yahuwah. Okay, we're going to go a little bit down. I want to jump through some of this because I want to go to other parts and really tie it in well. Now, when we get to verse 13, we start getting to the woes. Now, this is Yahushua. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees. He calls them hypocrites. For ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For ye neither go in yourselves, and neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. You'll figure out the reason why they're shutting up the doorway of the kingdom for men to go into that kingdom. It's because they are giving, you'll find out in a second here. I don't want to break through the punch yet, but you're going to find out instead of giving us truth and understanding with the five books of Moses, the Torah, they are giving you the Talmudic teachings. They, you will find, have scattered themselves all over. They've incorporated English-speaking names, or shall I say American-speaking names, right here in America. There's a book out there by Fritz Springmeier. It's called, I wish I would have had it, but anyhow, I've posted on my site something about the serpents. Be wise as serpents, that's it. Within that book, you'll read documented evidence where he did a lot of evidence and proof on a lot of the things he's speaking of. One of the things that he documented, which I found very interesting, was he said within his documentation that this had to be, I believe, in the 80s, that 80% of the people who were in America that were changing their names were Jewish people. And they were changing their names to very simple names like Baker, Miller, you know, LeVay. had to throw that one in there. But, you know, they were changing their names. You'll find that many of the names that are Jewish names, they give you derivatives of. So we are to be wise as serpents, okay? We are to be wise as the serpents. And we are going to show you who Yahushua was claiming was the serpents. And we're going to bring you up to date and give you the understanding why many people have been deceived by Satan as well as by the embodiment, the seed line, the children of Satan. Now, we're going to go on with more information. I just want to throw that out there. So he has a lot of woes in Matthew 23. I'm not going to read them all. I'm going to read just a couple here. Matthew 23, verse 16, it reads, woe unto you, ye blind guides. He says blind guides. So it's someone who's supposed to be leading you to the truth of the word, but they don't know the word. They have no clue of what that word is, and we're going to show you why they have no clue in a moment. And we're still sticking with Edom here, because it's both Edom and it's the Jewish Amalek seed line. So we're gonna continue going on here. It goes again with 24. Ye blind guides, which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. 25. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye make clean the outsides of the cup and of the platter, and just put that as their body, but within they are full of extortions and excess. I'm giving you just another way to look at it, but inside what they're filtering out of their mouth and their deeds and the fruits of their body is all unclean. This blocks the way for those who are not doing enough research, especially not reading the Father's Word and understanding it for what it says in the Scriptures, and try to give their personal interpretation for Revelations 2:9-9, as well as what is going on in the New Testament, when it clearly lets you know Yahushua is talking about somebody else, the scribes, the Pharisees, the judges, anybody who was in rule during the time Yahushua walked. They were not Hebrews. They were not the Hebrews. Okay, we have to remember that during this time, there were other nations that were around us. Even in Jerusalem, there were other powers into be. They were sitting themselves in the seat of Moses. They were the judges and so forth. So we have to just, first of all, get that understanding. We go down to verse, this is a good one, 27. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whitened sepulchres, whitened tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanliness. Now, the show we did Friday, we were trying to show you, and I think we did, because all we did was allow Scripture to speak, to allow you to see that it was not the Hebrews. It was not the Hebrews who killed the prophets. It was not the Hebrews who killed Yahushua. It was these scribes and Pharisees. It was Edom. Okay, I'm just going to get to the punch. I don't want anybody to be saying, what's she saying? No, you will understand what I'm saying, because I'm not going to mix my words up here. And for any of you guys who are Gentiles out there, like I always say, and the Scripture definitely says it, it's the truth that's going to set you free. So, I mean, you can just go by history and know what your forefathers have done, accept it, come humbly to the Father, and learn. Okay? So we're gonna, and I'm not saying I'm the Father. I'm saying I'm showing you His words. So let's continue on here. Now, it's beautiful right here. We read this yesterday, but I feel it should be read again today. So I'm going to continue. Verse 29 of Matthew 23 reads, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets." These are our Hebrew prophets. Yahushua was telling them this. "And garnish the sepulchres of the righteous," the tombs of the righteous. Okay, verse 30. "And say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would have not been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets." We gave you the link on Friday's show for the precept for that. It goes back into Genesis. Go back to that show. Okay, I'm going to keep moving forward. But we can just go tell by verse 31. Here's what Yahushua says to them. They're talking about, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Well, Yahushua says, "Wherefore ye be witnesses unto yourselves." So you've said. you're telling on yourself, basically. He says, "Wherefore ye be witnesses unto yourselves, that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers." You're just finishing it up. You're topping it off, okay, because all this was prophesied to happen, that this distinct generation that seems to morph itself through the Scriptures has fulfilled what was prophesied to happen already. That's all he's saying right here. He said that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers. You're right there with them. Ye serpents. Oh, wow. You know, and many of our family members who are, and I'm talking about the Hebrew family members, who don't know their Hebrews but are in the churches, and they come upon these verses that say something like, "Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers." They're thinking, oh, a snake is scary, it's bad. That's what those men were. No, Yahushua called them out, and he's going to go further to tell you what he means. In verse 33 it reads, "Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell?" How you think you're going to escape this? This is the same thing that John the Baptist said. So if you are in any type of religious system and you are considered a Christian, you need to look at these verses a little closer, because if Yahushua, the Savior Messiah, the Hebrews' brethren, if he is telling you, calling them Hebrews, he says in verse 33, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? Then you go to John the Baptist, and he says the same thing to them, and the same type of words. You have to wonder, why do they use those terminologies? I'm going to show you. When all today's message has been said and done, you're going to figure this out. And then it says, he goes a little bit further. Now, I'm going to pick up at verse 34 of Matthew 23. Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall ye scourge in your synagogues, and persecute them from city to city. That upon you, you Pharisees and you scribes, may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth. Because even today, many people, they're separating Revelations 2, 9, and 3, 9. Not that our Father did. That's not what he said in his book. But they separate them. The ones out here in America are non-Zionists. They're the good ones. But that's not what Revelations 2, 9, and 3, 9 records. Nor is it another verse right here I just read to you. Yahushua's not separating them. He's letting you know. Ye are the ones who killed the prophets. Ye are the ones who scourge some of them in your synagogues and so forth, and you persecute them from city to city. This same thing is taking place today in 2011, July 24, 2011. And I was not able to get the correct MP3s that I wanted to even show you this. But just Google on YouTube and find out what some of these, what's going on in Israel right now. And I'm not talking about the, with the Palestinians. I'm talking about with those of our people, the Hebrews, who have gone over there and thinking that they are among friends. Nobody told them to go over there. They chose to go over there. The Bible don't say to go over to Israel right now, but they've gone over there, and unfortunately, much is being done to them. Even the surrounding African towns out there, much is being done to the Hebrews out there as well. Let's go on. Verse 35, and I'm just leaving that for you to do a little research, okay? I'm not going to give you everything. You got to do a little bit of homework, but it's there. It's all on the internet. It's just a matter of, do you want to know the truth? The ones who are sitting in churches being deceived by the synagogue of Satan and the Edomite, if that's a word, Edoms are the Gentiles' religious system of Christianity. If you love to be deceived, keep going what you're doing, okay? Doesn't change what the scripture says is going to happen to certain individuals, but you keep doing what you're doing. Don't bother researching what you're putting 100% of your faith in. And I would say that I would want to research what I'm doing. I would really want to research and make sure that I'm pleasing my Father. Okay, let me keep going on. Verse 35, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Barachias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Well, it tells us, family, that this person, these scribes and these Pharisees, you could take credit, you scribes and Pharisees, for going all the way to the beginning and slaying righteous Abel. It didn't just start right here in Yahushua's time. It been happened. These same scribes and Pharisees, as well as when I call out the Israelis and the Jews who have migrated themselves, slithered all over the world claiming to be Hebrews. Same thing. Same thing. Okay. Now, verily, verily, I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. Speaking of this generation of vipers that he speaks about in verse 33 of Matthew 23. Now, let's go a little bit further. I want to take everybody to Matthew 16. So do me a favor and just click over to Matthew 16. I'm laying the foundation because I'm getting ready to go into some information that you're not going to find within scriptures. And I want to get to that. So go ahead and switch over to Matthew 16. I'm going to begin at verse 1. Now, keep in mind, there's a lot said about these Sadducees, these Pharisees, these scribes, even Edom itself, throughout the whole scriptures, but especially in the New Testament. Let's read what Yahushua warned us of. The Pharisees also with the Sadducees came, and tempting Yahushua, tempting, desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. Many of Edom is looking for signs. That's why many of them can't claim to have the faith. They don't have the faith. They want a sign. Even though it's written within the word, they have to see a sign. Prove that you're real. Give me a sign. You know, that's Edom. But let's just go on and continue to see what they say. He answers and says unto them, when it is evening, ye say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? And we know who is discerning the face of the sky right now. Many of Edom, which is in the, I guess you could say the media with our weather channel, as well as the New Agers. Those who deal with the horoscopes, the constellations. Go read about what group of people were given from the fallen angels information about the constellations and so forth. Interesting. We're talking about the same people Yahushua was calling out. And yes, these were not Hebrews. These were not Hebrews. We're going to keep going on. It tells us in verse 4 of Matthew 16, a wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall be no sign given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. Now, we know that Jonas was the one who got swallowed by the whale, and he came out the whale's mouth. Now, that would bring you into further Edom, or Christianity, some say, because what they were doing out there, if you go to the Roman Catholic Church today, you will see them with their little fish hats on. And there's a lot of understanding to go along with that. They were worshiping a fish god, just as the Roman Catholic Church. This is another distinct line of Edom. You are getting religious, or should I say scriptural, laws, the five books, the five first books. We're getting a perversion of it through the Roman Catholic Church as well as the Amalek Jews within Scripture. This is all Edom. Okay, so let's continue to go on. This is verse 4. A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them, and he departed. And when his disciples were come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. Now check this out, family. Now these are the Hebrews. They had forgotten to take bread. Yahushua said unto them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. Now keep in mind, he had just spoken to, pale faces, okay? They were not Hebrews. And I use it that way because I'm not speaking of a dark-skinned people. Yahushua, it tells us what his complexion was. The people, it tells us what their complexion was. I gave much videos, you can catch them on Daily Motion, where it shows you that in the Valley of the King, Joseph, which was one of the 12 sons of Jacob, which is Israel, okay, he was a dark-skinned man. So when I look at this verse right here, I'm telling you that it was something else there which made it over the Caucasus Mountain, known as Caucasians today, call themselves Europeans. Some call themselves plain out Jews, people of the serpent, Amalek. But this is who he was speaking to, okay? So he says, after they ask him, they want to find out we're going to get to verse 7. It says, and they reasoned among themselves, saying, is it because we have taken no bread? Because Yahushua just warned them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Now, verse 8 says, which when Yahushua perceived what his disciples were thinking, what he says to them is, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves? Because ye have bought no bread. You know, I'm not talking about the bread. The leaven, this is more spiritual, family. It's this sick doctrine that these Jewish and these Edom, I don't want to just say the Jews, because Edom is spreading, the Sadducees, you know, Edomites, that they're spreading. So he says, do ye not yet understand? And I hope that the people who are Hebrews, who don't know they're Hebrews, but sitting out in these religious systems, any of them, from the Egyptologists to the any false New Age or Christian or denomination breakdown from the Roman Catholic Church of Baptists, Presbyterian, Evangelists, whatever. Okay, this message is to you. Do ye not yet understand? Neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets ye took up? Neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000 and how many baskets ye took up? He ain't talking about bread. He says, how is it that ye do not understand that I speak it not to you concerning bread, that ye should be aware of the leavening of the Pharisees and the Sadducees? Then understood they how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of the bread, but of the doctrine, this false doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And that's what our show is today, family. That's what our show is today. Because many of us, even when we come out of the church systems or any of these other false religions, somehow we still, for some reason, got that left foot stuck up in Christianity or Egyptology or any other of these Islam or any of these false religions. You can't do it. You cannot do it. Because somewhere along the line, you get a twisted, perverted understanding. Oh, the Hebrews, even when you know you're a Hebrew, oh, we the ones killed the prophets. We're the ones who killed Yahushua. No, no, no. There was no two different creations in Genesis 1. And there's really not a serpent seed, although that's what Yahuwah, our Father, the Most High, has stated in Genesis 3:15. You're learning a perverted doctrine of the Sadducees and the Pharisees. Now we're getting ready to get into some of that. Now I have an MP3 family. Let me just go check out my chat line. Okay, great. Okay, family, I'm just making sure that everybody is with me. I will be watching the chat line. And I, just to warn you guys, this site is not to get down on anybody. If you're from the Gentile nation and you're joining us, I welcome you because I think you need to learn the truth. Now, as far as our Hebrew brothers who are in the churches or at any of these false religions, I welcome you as well. It's not to put you down, but you got to know the truth. Is only the truth, according to our Father's word, that's going to make you free. So we have to get to the truth. Okay, now, what I want to do for you guys is I want to let you listen to this. MP3 is very short, but it's going to get into the information which I'm getting ready to present. Now, first, I have, let's see, I'm finding it right now. I got so many, I really got to cut mine down. I say that every time, but I really do need to. I want to go in first and foremost, and I want to share with you guys, this is going to concern, and I don't know if you guys have heard this before, but they have it on YouTube. This is going to go into some of the information concerning the founding of the state of Israel, and it gets a little screwed up at the end, and I'll correct it at the end. Just know that they try to say that Palestine belongs to Ishmaelites, and we know that it does not belong to the Ishmaelites, which are your Palestinians. So you got to void that out of your memory. But listen, let's just take a listen to what this says right here, and then we're going to get on with the show. This is our foundation right here as well. Let's check out what really happened with the formation of the land. Not the people, but the land of Israel. Here's what happened. This is Edom. This is all Edom, okay? Check it out.
Germany won the First World War by 1916 without a single shot being fired on German soil. British convoys were blown out of the Atlantic by German subs, the French army mutinied, and the Russian army was defecting. With British Prime Minister Lloyd George up against a wall, Lionel Rothschild and the Jewish Zionists offered the British a deal they couldn't refuse. "We'll bring the United States into the war as your ally and win the war for you," they said, "if you'll promise us Palestine." In April of 1917, President Wilson got the green light and declared war on Germany. Because of overwhelming opposition to the war, Wilson invoked the draft and passed the Espionage Act, forcing Americans to fight or be thrown in jail. Billions of U.S. taxpayers' money was delivered to the British war machine, money that was never repaid. In return, the British government wrote the famous Balfour Declaration and addressed it to none other than Lord Lionel Rothschild. The declaration promised Palestine and Israel to the Rothschild Zionists.
1917, Lord Allenby conquered the Holy Land, and the Jews were promised a national home in Palestine by the Earl of Balfour, a policy endorsed by Woodrow Wilson and by the League of Nations, which made Palestine a British mandate.
With the fall of Nazi Germany, the Rothschilds wasted no time waving their Balfour Declaration at the British government and reminding them of their written promise to give them Palestine. But how could the British promise the Arab land of Palestine to the Jews? In 1917, the British parachuted free opium and hashish to the Turkish troops and stole Palestine from them.
One ingenious strategy was to parachute hashish and opium to the Turkish troops to try to keep their mind off the fighting. Allenby's strategy worked brilliantly.
During World War II, the British needed Arab oil and signed an agreement with the Arabs which forbid Jewish immigration into Palestine. Then at the end of the war, the British broke their agreement with the Arabs and allowed the Rothschild Jewish Zionists to smuggle hundreds of thousands of Jews from around the world into Palestine. To win public support, the Rothschilds, who owned Reuters and the Associated Press, bombarded their media empire with images of homeless Jewish Holocaust refugees crowded together in ships off the coast of Palestine. On October 24, 1945, the Bankster pirates gave birth to their most powerful weapon of global control, the United Nations. According to plan, the British pulled out of Palestine and gave the land to the Jewish Zionists. These Zionist extremists call themselves God's chosen race of people. The land now called Israel was originally called Canaan in ancient times. Canaan was populated by the Canaanite people, who were the ancestors of today's Palestinians imprisoned in refugee camps in Israel. About 3,500 years ago, the Semitic Hyksos kings ruled Egypt for 100 years, but were expelled from Egypt into Canaan. The Egyptians called these Hyksos people the Habarus, which means Hebrews. These expelled Hebrews invaded and conquered the land of Canaan and changed the name of the land from Canaan to Israel. In 135 AD, the name was once again changed to Palestine after the Romans conquered the land. In 1948, the Bankster-controlled United Nations officially turned Palestine into the Zionist State of Israel. To deal with the millions of Palestinian residents, the Israeli Jews massacred and drove them from their villages and homelands.
Okay, that was just a little clippet that I got off of a Gentile site who posted the information. Yes, it is true that they did. It was all Edom, though. Just got to remember, it was all Edom. Now, when they speak about Ishmaelites, they're speaking about a different branch of the Gentiles. But when we speak of the Rothschilds, America, when I say that, I mean the Europeans out here, we're speaking of Edom, okay? Now, the land never, they called those people they expelled, the Egyptians expelled, it said God's people is what it said. but it wasn't speaking of the Ishmaelites, okay? It was not speaking of the Ishmaelites. The Ishmaelites never owned the land. They never owned. That was given to the Hebrews. But that's why I say it's very hard to even use documentation because they screw everything up. But, yes, there were some Hyksos, and we're going to go into that another day. But I want to show you something first. Let me go in what I want to show you. I just want to let you understand what took place with the Edomites getting the land, giving it to their brethren, even though they have it in the scriptures that Jacob and Esau were brothers, we know that from scripture. But it goes even further to tell you that Israel is the Most High's firstborn, okay? Firstborn son. And now we know that would be Jacob. Jacob is the Most High's firstborn son because that's what Israel's all about. It's not about a piece of land. And how people confuse that today amazes me. The name was changed by Edom to the land of Israel. But the Most High wasn't talking about a piece of land. See, they have to deceive you on so many levels. We're going to go into some of those levels right now. Now, first I want to give you guys this link right here. Okay, I want everybody to follow me. Okay, right there. Everybody take that link right there. That link, and for the people who are listening by the phone, I gave you a link. Let me get it up. I got my notes are like 50 million places, but that's the Book of Jubilees is what I gave you. Now, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I want to show you something. If you go to the Book of Jubilees, we're in the Paradise and the Fall, okay? Now, keep in mind, and I'm going to prove this to you in a second, but keep in mind that they took out many of the books, specifically that were in the 1611 King James Bible, for the reason why a lot of information is spoken in these books. Okay, what they did, many people still don't get it, even some of the Hebrews don't get it. What they have done is the parts where they're trying to hide the creation, that's the biggest part. They have given Adam and Eve sons and daughters in some, Cain having twins, Abel having twins, and trying to say they married each other off. But the Bible doesn't say that. The Bible doesn't say that. But I want to show you one other thing which I've pointed out to everybody, and I'm going to point it out again. This is something that was done. Now, if you look at the very bottom of your screen, it'll give you the notes. It'll be like footnotes. Go in your footnotes. Look at the fourth one down, which speaks of Genesis 21 and 23, in this particular book, and I'm going to just read what Genesis 21:23 says in the Paradise of the Fall. Okay, when you get to verses 21 and 23, hold up a second, let me get my little, okay, 21 and 23 in the book of in the book of Jubilees, it reads, let's see, okay, it says, and when she had first covered her shame, well, I don't know if that's the right one. You know what? I'm not going to read it, but it just goes into talking about Adam. Let me give it to you that way, and then I'll read it to you out of the Bible because they don't have it listed like I need it listed. Okay, I tell you what, I can get it this way. Let me go ahead and click it. I didn't want to click it and bring up another link, but I have to. Okay, when you get to verse, let's see if it's working. Okay, 47. Okay, what they're saying is when you get to verse 47, it says, this is now, speaking of Adam and Eve, this is now bone of my bones, or bones, this is now bones of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She will be called my wife because she was taken from her husband. Therefore shall man and wife be one. And therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Now, the corrupted Jews, and they have this in their Talmud, but see, they're not that corrupt. They're telling you some truth with this. If you go to the footnote, it will tell you, according to the Talmud, Adam was originally, it says, as the first created, Genesis 1:27, hermaphrodite. Hermaphrodite. Now, a hermaphrodite is one body that incorporates both hormones and sexes, okay? Now, that's what they tell you. But it tells you according to the Talmud. Now, the teachings that we're getting, and I'm only bringing this up because I had a sister today didn't understand it. And I'm just going to go there. When we go to Genesis 1, let's see, I'm going to get this page off so that I can go to the next page. But when you go to Genesis, the page of Genesis 2, actually, I need to go to 1 just to read it for you. And I keep talking about they've really had a hand in both teaching you, and this was Edom, because many people don't realize that the Jews had a big part to play, and they bought many of the Hebrew slaves that came over. It was Edom, both the Gentile Caucasians and the ones who came across by the way of the Caucasus Mountain, all up and in the mountains. They were known as the people of the serpent, then took on the name as Jews. These people, when you get down to Genesis 1:27, and it reads, and I'm going to read it for you real quick, it says, I'm going to read it to you just like it is in the scriptures. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Now, what you need to understand, if you take the male and female word up and look it in the Strong Concordance, it's going to give you like an animal type being. Whereas when you look at the verse that speaks of just Adam and Eve, that the Most High created that man in his own image, and he tells you male and female, you're going to find that it's not a human, it's a man. It's a man and a woman, okay, separately. And the words are looked up in the Strong Concordance separately. But if you ever have a chance, hit the word male and female in the Strong Concordance. You're going to find out that Genesis 1:27, male and female, it's separated differently. But if you go to the what's spoken of as the sacrifices, the animals that we were told to sacrifice, you're going to see them right there. Same word. The same thing for Genesis 1:27. And it also speaks of that word God. If you look it up, it means Elohim, angels. Okay? But the part that people don't get is the Most High did allow angels to do certain things. And you will only get this understanding by looking in one of the books that they took out, which was the Book of Enoch. You'll get that understanding there. Angels are still in charge of even us. The Hebrew Israelites, they are in charge of either being messengers to us or protecting us. A lot of things go on with the angels. And we have to get away, basically, from Christianity or these rabbinical teachings or the European fathers. They like to say mother church, but the fathers in the churches who have passed on these lies. When you read the Bible yourself, you read something that happened on the sixth day, and it was a male and a female created, okay? Now, what the sister brought to my attention, and she didn't get it, but I'm gonna say it, okay? I hadn't planned on bringing this part in, but I thought I said it well enough. I'm going to rehash what I said already. When you go to Genesis 2, she said that, a white pastor, I'm not going to give no names out, but she said that a white pastor had said that they were the creations from Genesis 1:27, the male and the female. And they acknowledged that we were the ones that were formed, but instead of, in Genesis 2, but instead of saying day 7, the pastor said day 8. Well, anybody who knows scripture, who can have eyes to read, no, there is no day 8 in Genesis 2. And I just want to go over that. when you look at day 8, it speaks of at the beginning of Genesis 2, thus the heavens and the earth were finished and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, now we're in the seventh day, Yahuwah ended his work which he had made. Understand, only thing he ended was what he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. The seventh day is the Shabbat day, the day of rest. Okay, let's go on. And Yahuwah blessed the seventh day. He sanctified it. It was Kodesh. Because in it he had rested from all the work that he had already made the first 6 days. These are the generation of the heavens and the earth when they were created. In the day that Yahuwah made, M-A-D-E, the earth and the heavens. Now he says, verse 5, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For Yahuwah had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. Now, we just read on the sixth day, he created this being of male and female, and he said it was good, okay? He said it was good because it was never meant to be his chosen, special, set apart on a sanctified, separated day from the other beings, set apart in the garden. So it says right here, verse 6 of Genesis 2, but there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. Now Yahuwah formed man by himself, no male and female here, man from the dust of the ground, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living soul. We can hear about the same living soul when we get to in the story about Moses and how they were trying to kill off Moses. The Pharaoh was trying to kill off Moses. He had the midwives, sent for the midwives, the Hebrew midwives, and said, kill only the baby boys if a woman has them on the stool. And the Hebrew midwives said, we can't do that because we are lively. Hebrew women are lively. Okay? That's Genesis 2, what was formed from Adam. Speaking of the same thing, we have the breath of life in us, which made us a living soul. Not saying that nobody else has souls, but a living soul. So this is some of the false teachings of these Pharisees and scribes. We'll say the leaven. They give you the word, but they pervert it. They sit in Moses' seat, giving you what is supposed to be scriptural, but it's not, it's perverted. So when we go to these books, family, we're going to see that Adam, if you read, it doesn't say nothing about no eighth day in Genesis 2. It only reads the seventh day. And the seventh day, he had finished and rested from all the work from day 1 to 6. And he had already made the male and female in day 6. Now, he had formed something. Something that was so great, so different. Something that would be set apart, Kodesh, on a blessed, sanctified day, which is a Shabbat day, a day of rest, which is your seventh day. The Hebrew people started right there. But they will never tell you that, because in order for them to tell you that that's, if, even if they want to pass that lie on for being them, they would have to tell you the truth of the two different creations. They can't do it, because it wasn't them that was formed from the dirt, the rich black dirt. It wasn't them. Are you getting it? These are the lies, the leaven of the Pharisees and the scribes that Yahushua was warning his disciples, their doctrine, their teachings. Many people still don't get the first, I would say, all the way up to probably Genesis 9 or Genesis 10. They don't get it. They don't understand it because of the perverseness, this leaven doctrine, which these Sadducees and Pharisees have been teaching. But we're warned about it. We're warned about it. Get that foot out of that religious system that they have man-made. Get out of Egyptology. Get out of being a Muslim. This is all created religions. It's not the Most High's. this religion deals with deities, not with the Most High's word. So we got to look at this. Now, I'm going to drop that one right there. I don't want to say anything else about that. I think that is well enough said. And I think that if you really want to know the truth, you go and look it up. Okay, you go and look it up. Because it's not for me to open your eyes. I'm just presenting the information, but it's all in Scripture. And if you dig deep enough, you'll find out the truth about these Edomites. You know, these Edomites, we were always warned to get away from them. Now, we're going to go look at something else. But before we do, I want you guys to hear this. This is about the Masoretic text. Now, keep in mind, these Masoretes, Edom, they were the ones who gave you the understanding of what they allowed through editing some things now, because you know that word Jew shouldn't be in there. There's no J's in the Hebrew. But this is what they've done to give you the understanding. So now when you go back to your Sunday day worship in your Catholic churches or your whatever religious church you're in, or if you're an Egyptologist or a Muslim, you still have that understanding too. To understand when they placed these words within the Scripture, they had the authority, not given to them by the Father, but given to them because they were doing the traditions of men. And this is what they did. Pay attention.
Hey, everybody. This video is strictly pretty much going to be informational. It's all stuff I found in the Wikipedia, a little bit in the Strong's Concordance, stuff like that. I started this research a couple weeks ago. I was just curious as to how we got the translation of the Bible. I mean, how it got from Hebrew, Greek, Aramaic, to the modern-day English that we speak. And as I started doing the research, it just kept getting kind of deeper and deeper. And so I wanted to share this information with everybody, and some of you may already know this, and some may not. So I just wanted to get it out there. When I first started researching, I came across the Masoretic text. And out of the Wikipedia, it says the Masoretic text is a Hebrew text of the Jewish Bible. The Masoretic text is also widely used as the basis for translation of the Old Testament and in recent years also for the Bible. It says the Masoretic text was primarily copied, edited, and distributed by a group of Jews known as the Masoretes. So I looked up Masoretes, and it says they were a group of scribes and Bible scholars working between the 7th and 11th centuries. So basically, the Bibles that we have today are translated from this Masoretic text that was copied, edited, and distributed by the Jewish Masoretes. And so I thought, okay, that sentence just kind of stuck out to me, copied, edited, and distributed. Now I think of it like this. Let's say you work for a newspaper, you write an article. Now before they print it and distribute it, you have to take that article to the editor, and the editor is going to, you know, look over it and read it, say, change this, take this out, put this in, you know, something like that. And basically that's what they did to the original scrolls. They edited them. So then I asked myself, okay, if these Jewish people can come in, take someone else's land, and set themselves up as God's chosen people, obviously they're going to have to hide something, change something. They're going to have to do something so that people don't find out the truth. I found under that Masoretic text, it says, the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls dating from 150 BC to AD 75 show numerous small variations, both as against the later Masoretic text and between each other. It is also evident from the notings of corrections and of variant alternatives that scribes felt free to choose according to their personal taste and discretion between different.
All right. Now, I want to give you guys some information. I just muted a couple people on the chat line because we're trying to learn here, okay? And I don't mind you coming on. You're new to the site. Welcome, welcome. But you will not take over the chat line. This is a chat line for serious discussion. Now, I'm going to give you guys a link where I am. Now, if you go over to the notes that I've just posted, and for those of you who are listening by phone, I'm reading out of, this is taken, let me get it up, Satanic Verses, and Satanic Verses of the Jewish Talmud. Now, keep in mind, it's still a European, another Edomite who has wrote this. So let's just read a couple things that are taken out of this. I think this is very important. Okay. Now, if you look, I gave you guys the link. You can go ahead and click on it yourself. Now, here's what is written here. It says the Jewish Talmud is holy writ for the Jews. The Talmud supersedes the Old Testament in authority for the Jews. Now, everybody really ought to know this. I mean, the information has been out there a long time. It's just a matter of, do you want to know the truth? It's not like Yahushua didn't warn us, correct? Okay, now let's get the tie-in with the Pharisees and the Sadducees, because this article really tells on themselves. It says that, and the Talmud is the most racist, hate-mongering, blasphemous book the world has ever known. Now, of course, like I said, a Gentile wrote this. Now, they are right about what they put, but let's go on. It says the Talmud was written in Hebrew, and we're not going to say in Hebrew. I like to say in Yiddish. Okay, between the 3rd and 6th century as a codification of the so-called oral law. Now, we know there was no oral law that the Jewish rabbis claim was handed down from Moses. If you go back to the Exodus, when Moses went to Mount Sinai and went up on Mount Sinai to get the laws, commandments, statutes, and so forth, there wasn't no Jewish people down there. It wasn't no serpent seed down there waiting to get an oral law. That's a blasphemous lie. Remember, Yahushua warned about their doctrine. Everything that was given to the Hebrews was said to be written. Write it down. Write it down. Okay? Now, let's check out what they say here. It says that the so-called oral law that the Jewish rabbis claim was handed down from Moses, but the Messiah Yahushua censored the oral law when he said, by the traditions of your elders, you make void the word of Yahuwah. Okay, let's take it out of Matthew 15. Now, we're going to go a little bit further. It says English translation of the Talmud has been watered down so as to conceal from the Gentiles the satanic verses contained in the original Hebrew. Now, it says the satanic verses of the Talmud can be classified into three categories: Jewish supremacy, hatred towards the Goy, which are your Gentiles. Now, keep in mind, when they say Gentiles, they are not speaking, and Goy, they are not speaking of the Hebrews, because they know plain well who we are. They know plain well who we are. They are speaking of Genesis 1:27. They are speaking of, even though they came back through the line of Abraham. Abraham was the father of many nations. One was called and chosen. It was Isaac. The other one, the father tells you in the next verse on over, flip over to the next chapter. It says, now Abraham, take thy son, thy only son. Too many times he says that when he was wanting Abraham to go through with a sacrifice and see if Abraham would do it, if he really loved the father. He says, take thy son, thy only son. And we know that it doesn't tell us that the Ishmaelites are Hebrews. They were Gentiles. That goes back into Romans 9. Read it all. Have understanding that all Israel is not of Israel. Okay. Now we're going to keep going on. Since you know who, when they speak of Goy, Caucasians are speaking of you. Just know that, okay? You've been warned. I told you. They're talking about you. Okay. Now it says, blasphemy against Yahushua, the Virgin Mary, and all Christians. No, they don't care less about all Christians. The mission within Scripture has not changed. The mission is that all the Gentile nations were after the Hebrew nations to kill them off. That's the mission. Like I said, this was a Gentile who wrote this. You got to read between the lines, but we're going to keep going. Now, I'm going to just read a couple things out of here. Satanic verses of the Talmuds. Okay, it says Jewish supremacy. It says if a goy, now keep in mind who the goy are, those are anybody outside of the true Hebrews, okay? But they are trying, the Jewish people are trying to say that they are the Hebrews, which we know they're not, but here's what they say. If a goy, a Gentile, hits a Jew, he must be killed. Sanhedrin 58b. If a Jew finds an object lost by a goy, it does not have to be returned. Baba Meza 24a. It says if a Jew murders a goy, there will be no death penalty. Now you can find that in the Sanhedrin 57a. What a Jew steals from a goy, he may keep. Now, that's in the Sanhedrin 57a. These totally conflict with every single thing that you read about in the first five books, the law-giving books that Moses was giving. Do you see, just by from their satanic Talmud, who was sitting in Moses' seat in the book of Matthews? I hope you're getting it. Okay, now let's go on. It says, all children of the Goyim are animals. Now, that's not too far from the truth if you really look at what Scripture says. And it's not to, I know it really offends, but what I'm saying is if you look up those words don't say that they were Adam. Those words say that they were right there amongst the animals that were created, but they were given dominion over the birds, the fish, and all this stuff. They were given dominion. And it is what it is. Go look up the words yourself, male and female. Go look it up in a strong concordance and tell me if you read anything else, and please present it because I would love to see it. Now, we're going to go on. It says, girls, now these are your Jewish Pharisees and scribes. This is their Talmudic book that they hold over the Torah, which is our history book and our laws that were given to the true Hebrews. Okay? Now, here's what they say in their Talmudic. It says, girls born of the Goyim, so white girls or any Gentile girl that's not a Jewish person, are in state of nidda, menstrual uncleanliness from birth. And you can find that in the Abdo'dah Zara 36b. Now, this is what they call the satanic verses of the Talmud's Jewish supremacy. Now, keep in mind, like I said now, this right here came from a Gentile. And when I said Gentile, let me clarify it, a European Gentile. They posted this on their page. I'm just reading to you. Now, satanic verses in the Talmud, the hatred towards the Gentiles. And I believe the only reason they put this in here is because they know, most of Edom knows who they are. They know that they're not the chosen people, but they will continue this lie given to them by their forefathers. Remember, it was only Israel who lost our heritage. Slavery wasn't that long ago. I know that I still know stuff about two generations back. Slavery wasn't that far back for them. So you don't think they have all that memorabilia in their house, having understanding clearly who they are. But it's the pride of their heart that deceives them into believing, into make-believing, just like the Jews try to do. The Jews aren't really trying to make-believe they're us. They're just deceiving the Goyim, okay? But the pride of the Europeans' heart deceives them, that they want to be everybody who has the light shined on them when they know history will reflect, if nothing else, if you don't want to believe in the scriptures, history will reflect your forefathers. History will reflect all the lying, the cheating, the murdering, the stealing, the raping, just all the foulness of these people. So let's keep in context to who we're talking about here. Now we're going to go on with the satanic verses of the Talmud's hatred towards the Gentiles. It reads, the Goyim are not humans. Well, huh. Okay. They are beasts. Now, Baba Meza 114b, this is from the Satanic Jew. Okay, this is their Talmudic teachings. Now, they're not too far off from that. They're not too far. They will give you some truth. See, they understand Genesis 1 and 2. It's just you don't. They understand that those words, right after those beasts in Genesis 1, then came the male and the female, which is mankind. Mankind, that's what that was. Okay? Adam was man. Adam was formed. But what they say right here, I'm going to read it again for you. This is taken out their Talmud. The Goyim are not humans. They are beasts. Remember, the Jewish people themselves, they are not human either. They are a race of giants. Look up the word for the Amorites. The Amalekites are going to be right there with Amalek. Keep that in mind. Just look at those words. You're going to get the understanding. They are a race, or shall I say, a den of vipers, according to Yahushua, according to the word. John the Baptist, a den of vipers, a den of serpents. Same thing. That's what they are. So they're not including themselves with the Caucasians. They say that the Caucasians, or shall I say, anybody who wasn't a Hebrew, the Goyim are not humans. Same thing that the book of Enoch said. When he saw, when Lamech saw his son in the book of Enoch, chapter 105, he saw Noah. Let me get it right. Lamech saw his son Noah. What he said, because of the appearance of Noah. Noah was said to be white as snow and have light color eyes. Lamech was scared. He said, Noah looks like one of the children of the angels. It was speaking of the fallen angels, okay? That's what it was speaking of. But the Most High made his seed, the seed that he wanted to populate the earth, I shouldn't say his seed, but his creation of man, be like him. Dark, just like Yahushua was, dark. But the angels had something else there. What they created looked like them. And that's what Noah said. If you go to the book of Enoch, which they took out, it was in the 1611 King James. So we're going to go on. Like I said, they know who they're talking about here. It says the Goyim are not human. They are beasts. Well, like I said, if you understand Genesis 1:27, you'll understand the mankind that is spoken of there. It was created right along with those beasts. The Father warned the Hebrews throughout the scripture not to take on the ways of these heathen nations. Why did he say that? Well, because they were doing bestiality. They were doing corruption. They were worshiping their gods, their fathers. They were doing this. We were warned throughout the Bible. We get to the New Testament, Yahushua continues to warn us. So let's go on. It says, if you eat with a goy, it is the same as eating with a dog. Now, that's really funny because during the Middle Ages, the book of Job clearly tells everyone that, you know, that for him to be eating, you know, he said that those people who are over him now, he said they were, and as he's speaking of Edom, he says they were not worthy to eat with the dogs. And he goes in the description of that. And if you want to see the video, I'll try to post it for you guys. I've played it before. It talks about the, it's by Israel United in Christ. They go into a little bit of history books to give you the understanding of the ones who came out the cave, who they were, what they were, how they squeezed in, and now are known as gentlemen. So look into that. That's something I can give you later if you really want it. But you're going to have to look into that. I'm going to keep going on because I have more to say. Now it says, even the best of the Goyim should be killed. This is from the Sophrim 15. Sexual intercourse between a Goyim is like intercourse between animals. Sanhedrin 74b. Now it says, when it comes to Gentile in peace times, one may harm him indirectly, for instance, by removing a ladder after he had fallen into a crevice. I mean, these are your Jewish people that the world wants to say is all upright and holy. So for you guys who are in any form of lost religion, take a look at their information. We're going to go a little further. Okay, satanic verses of the Talmud blasphemy against Yahushua, the Virgin Mary, and all. They put Christians, but mm-mm. They're really not worried about Christians, but we'll go on. It says, Yeshu, which is a derogatory name for Yahushua, they put Jesus on there, is in hell being boiled in hot excrement. You can get this out of Getting 57a, and this is taken out of their satanic Talmud. Okay, this is what they put over the Torah. These are your Jewish people, the ones who were sitting in Moses' seat. Okay, continuing. It says, Yeshua is an acronym for the Jewish curse. May his, and it's talking about Yeshua, may his name be wiped out forevermore. And family, it was. You go into the scriptures, they'll give you the name Jehovah. That's the name for our Father. Then they'll give you the fake name of Jesus, when we know there were no J's in the Hebrew. Still is not. Not in the Aramaic, Latin, or Greek. But where do you get that name from? Because right here, which we all know they did this, they said that name is too holy for anybody to speak out loud or utter. Well, no. Not says so our Father. He wanted us to say his name. He wanted his children to call out his name. But here's what they say. They say that Yeshua is an acronym for the Jewish curse. May his name be wiped out forevermore. And they're talking about Yeshua. So, like I said, people are having a lot of trouble when we say certain things about the word Jesus. Go back, get some etymology on that word Jesus and find out the truth. You're talking about a deity. Go back and look up the word Jehovah. You're talking about a deity. Do a little research. Don't just go to one spot. Check around. You're speaking of a deity, okay? Now, we're going to continue. It says Miriam, which it says Miriam the hairdresser, had sex with many men. And you'll get that out there, Shabbat 10 or 104b, Hebrew edition only. It says, she who was the descendant of princes and governors, the Virgin Mary, played the harlot with carpenters. They believe that Mother Mary, the father of Yahushua, was a harlot. And you, sitting in religious systems, are not understanding these so-called den of vipers, these people of the serpent, these Jewish people all over the world, they will never truly accept the truth about Yahushua. They will not accept the truth that he did walk this earth. He came from his mother, who was not a harlot. And they were the ones who actually killed him. They were the ones who killed the prophets. And I'm talking about the Hebrew prophets. I ain't talking about no Jewish nothing, because that Jewish word should have never been in there. And we're going to continue. I don't want to go off on a tantrum. I want to really get through some of this truth. Now it says, Christians who reject the Talmud will go to hell and be punished there for all generations. And the Rosh Hashanah 17a states that. Now, we're going to go on a little bit further, because there's still much I want to get out. Okay, you know what, as a matter of fact, okay, I don't know if I really want to go through too much more of this, because I know some of this stuff in here is really filthy, and I'm not going to go through that. Okay, I'm going to leave that one alone, family, and I'm going to now, before I go any further, I want to give you another little, let me see if I want to go that route. Yeah, I'm going to go there with you. I'm going to take you now to a different site, and I do within my notes, which I'm going to open up to everybody. Within my notes, I have videos that you need to see. You definitely need to see these videos. I'm going to name them before all said and done. But I want to give you a link. This is where I'm reading from, just to give you some ideas. For those of you who are still believing upon the Jews, whether you be a Gentile, which is truly a Hebrew, or a Gentile. Okay, and there is a difference. There is a difference in Scripture as well as what I'm saying. Okay, Shalom, King Judah. All right. As soon as I put my page, I saw you on there. Now, I'm going to go on. All right, now, I just gave you guys the link. The link that I gave you guys, let me open my link back up, is taken from what they call ANU News. Now, this is, I believe this is another Gentile site, because you see the American flag flying behind, but they give you a lot of information on the Jews. Now, I found some very significant information about these people. And remember, many of these people, both Edom, the Gentile Edom, European Gentiles that we have in America here, as well as the Jewish people who are in America here, who are running our government, who are also in Israel, all the same people, who are all over the world changing their names. That's why the angels got to come yank them out. They gonna come get yanked out good, because they have been hiding behind many nations, and they chose They actually did choose many of the Gentile nations, but one specifically that they chose was the Europeans. Now, we're going to go on. On this site right here, it gives you a lot of good information. It says, a Jewish conservative wonders, is free speech really a Jewish tradition? Little articles you guys can read. Now, it talks about Rupert Murdoch deeply hidden Jewish roots because his mother was a Jew. Okay, keep going on. If you want to get information about these Jews, it says, Jewish democracy for dummies. There's a lot of good posts on here. I want to get to the good one I wanted to find. Okay, now, I posted this picture. I want you guys to really make sure you take a look at it. Now, we already told you, as well as the scriptures did, they blended themselves in with the with Edom, okay, with Esau, Edom, who's in rule until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Then it'll be our turn, the Hebrews. But right now, it's your European Caucasians, okay? This is their time. Now, note, if you go down that page, you'll get to, I posted the picture up, and you probably will see it, but look at the pictures. You're going to get to one where you see two men sitting there. This always did bother me, but we're going to take it that route since we're here today. Amish group traveler to Israel, I'm going to read it again. Amish group travels to Israel to ask forgiveness for Jews. Now, keep in mind, they always work both sides of the coin. When they're on both sides, whether Republic, Democratic, is the same people. Whether the South or the North, same people. They're behind all these wars. They're doing all this stuff. But check it out. If you know it's within the Europeans, when you get to someone like an Amish person, they've also gone into adopting Christianity, although they know they don't believe in the Most High or in Yahushua. That's why we have so much perversion in Christianity as well. But take a look at that picture. The one guy who wears the brown hat in the picture that you see, now, he is what the world calls an Amish person. He is still a European, and he probably came from the Caucasus Mountain too. Okay, does he look that much different from the person with the black hat, which is what is well known today as a Jewish person? Think about it. If we know that these people have scattered themselves all over within the European population. They are sitting in royalty positions right now all over the world. They have spread out into the religious systems that we have, spreading corruption, not the Father's word, but corruption. Do you think that that Jewish man who sits right there, doesn't he look like he could be the brother of that Amish person? Think about it. Think about how they do. They had a movie a while back. I can't think of the name of it, but they were showing how the Amish people were trying to keep everybody within their group by scaring the children. I can't think of the name of that movie for nothing in the world. But they have a lot of the same weird beliefs that are not according to our Father. I'll throw it out like that. I believe that is just another link of a Jew that you just know nothing about. I'll just throw it out for what I feel. Now, this is my opinion, but I think that you can look at the picture and go look into their so-called, I guess you could, there's not really a religion, it's just how they live and so forth. But I just think it's more of the Jewish people right there. They've scattered themselves everywhere, family. That's what I'm trying to show you. Okay, now we're going to move a little forward on this. That's quite a bit I still want to go through. It says, race realism, good for the Jews, good for America. Now, this is white identity. Like I said, I believe this was David Duke's site, if I'm not mistaken. It says, and this is the truth, it says, child sex indictments plague Orthodox Judaism. You guys, I can't go through all of this information, but I'm giving you a link where if you are a guest to our site and you want to get further information about what is happening all over the world concerning these den of vipers that Yahushua called out and John the Baptist called out, and that our Father said he was going to be putting enmity between that serpent seed, which we read about in Revelations 2:9 and 3:9, that will be against the woman's seed, which is starting with Adam in Genesis 5, speaking of Adam all the way, keep going with that genealogy, it'll connect all the way to Yahushua, to the 12 tribes. You know, the Hebrews is what I'm saying. So the Hebrews and this other seed that spread out. See, I'll be honest with you. Edom wasn't supposed to be corrupted like it is, but Edom was corrupted. Edom wasn't supposed to be on the same level as us, because you can go to, I forget which book it is, but one of the apocryphers, it'll tell you the Father said that those other nations are a spittle to them. But for what they were created for, the Father said it was good in Genesis 1:27. It was good. They looked like the angels, but they were, that's what they were supposed to be. It was good. Now, when that serpent seed, which is Cain, which goes right back to the genealogy of the Jews, when that intermingled with what was in Genesis 1:27, then you got something that was corrupted, because it was hybrid. Read what happened when any hybrid would take place. Go back to the book of Enoch. It tells you they were just constantly evil. Corruption was everywhere. That's what made Genesis 1:27 now a heathen, because they were totally corrupted. They were totally corrupted, and they got the hybrid in them right there. It wasn't until the fallen angels of Genesis 6 got in there that you got those real tall ones eating and destroying and corrupting plants, animals, and so forth. But it was the Jews. They corrupted Edom. Go back to their secret covenant of the Jewish Illuminati. Go back to that link. Find out what they tell you. The Jews say, hey, if anybody finds out who we are, they must never know. Speaking of the people who they call Goyim, the Gentiles, the European Gentiles especially, if they ever find out who we are. Because, see, most of the Hebrews already know who they are. It's only the other nations, specifically Edom, who love to tell you, support Israel. If they only find out who we are, we won't have any place to run. Because who they were able to hide amongst? Edom, their own people. They were able to go get refuge among their own people. The Hebrews who are waking up realize and understand who they are. Most of the Goyim, the other nations, don't know. They tell you that. So when you get things like pornography and child sex indictments and all this filthy and nastiness, you ought to know where it comes from. It comes from the Jews. Now, there's many articles. I'm not going to read them all. But there is actually one that I thought was kind of interesting. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick. There's just so much that these serpents have been doing that, you know, it's just so unspeakable that I don't really like to get into it, family. But it says, okay, they have a section on there called Mocking, and I'm going to read the title of the what they have here. Remember, this is coming from Edom. This is a European Gentile who wrote this. Mocking Jesus on Israeli TV. Family, I'm going to give you a link, okay? I am going to give those. Well, I don't have to give you the link. Just go there. But I do have another link I want to share with you guys. I'll give that to you a little bit later. Go look at those videos and pass them out to anybody you know who is stuck in our family supporting the Jews and listening to the Edomites teach a false religion. Please spread that video out to them. Okay, they have something on Obama here. We know Obama, the White House is just covered, just infested with these serpents everywhere. They've changed their names. That's why most of you don't know who they are. Let's keep going on. I want to find this one. Okay, it does have an article in there which speaks of the myth of Judeo-Christian tradition. And we know what the traditions are. Talks about how they run Hollywood. Jewish intolerance, that's nothing but Zionism, or can I say all over America, anti-Semitism. Okay, there was one article, and I do have it. I can't go through every little thing in here because there's so much corruption that these both the Europeans and the Jewish people have done. But, I mean, like I said, this is your history. This is your history. I'm not Edom. This is your history. You take a look at it, and you got to come with a correct heart. And if you're Jewish on my side, which I know that you're out there too, you take a look at it because you know that this is your people, and you know back home in Israel, as well as through many of the Jewish homes all across America, many of these things are being done. So I'm just calling it for what it is. And I'm going to have to go on my page for it because I can't find it on this page quick. But there is an article there is an article, everyone, and I will give you that article. Let me pull it up on my page. Okay. Okay, let me get to it. Okay, there was an article that was posted, if I can get it pulled up real quick. I'm going to give it to everybody. I'm going to read the article really, really quick to you because I still have more to go over, and I don't want to vanquish any of what I have to say today out of the way. And like I said, this is not hate. If the truth is hate, well, don't read the Bible because you're going to say the Bible is hate. If you find this truth to be hate, you need to step away from our Father because this is our Father's word, telling you through his son Yahushua, while he was on earth, warning you about these people. So I'm not giving you anything that if you really do love the word, you can't see for yourself. Now, okay. Okay, I'm still watching. I'm still watching the call-in line. Some people are unmuted right now, but I tell you what, I will be watching, okay? I'm not going to have this into a circus because many people don't like the truth. Okay, we're going to continue on. I just gave you a link. I want you to take a look at it. The link is from White Civil Rights. Now, I believe this is from David Duke, if I'm not mistaken. I got to look at it again. Yes, David Duke article. Okay, now check this out. This article posted, okay? I don't know who has heard of it. I'm going to try to pronounce the names the best I can. But this is just going to show you that these people do practice and uplift the Talmud over the Torah. They're all over across the United States. You guys seen that flick that they had on Oprah where that Jewish woman came and she told you that. I mean, we already knew, but I'm glad that she at least told you that. I don't know why they let the thing air. It probably can't be found on any original copies now anymore on Oprah. They probably took that thing off. But I'm glad it was posted for the short time it is because you know I got my copy. Anyhow, the article reads, family, this is from David Duke's site, but, you know, he's an Edomite. He has no care. He was in the KKK. He was killing off our people too. Okay? He was head dragging. So just keep in mind, he's still going to tell you the truth about these Jewish people. Now, check it out. He's trying to get the black votes right now, the Hebrew votes. Okay. Now, there's an article by James Buchanan. It reads, Bizarre Shrine in Lofner's Backyard for Jewish Rituals of Sukkot. I think you pronounce it. Okay. Now, this was a man who was a Jew. Now, let's just read what the article says. It says, some Jews have been attempting to deny the fact that the Arizona shooter, Jared Lofner, is Jewish. Lofner's MySpace page was speedily removed from the internet, and an iron curtain was quickly going up around any personal information about Lofner's ethnicity. Okay, because he was Jewish. They got to protect their own family. Can't let you know what's going on because of the article. If it had to be anything else, they probably would have left it up. But check out what this article is reading about. Speaking of, rather, it says, note that the Bizarre Shrine picture, and I believe I put that picture up for you guys to see, but it says, note that the Bizarre Shrine picture in Lofner's backyard came from the New York Daily News. It isn't internet gossip or rumors. Note that oranges in the shrine are shriveled. The Feast of Sukkot is in September or October, and the harvest of the fruit is a big part of it. I suspect that rather than construct an elaborate booth in their backyard each year for this ritual, some Jews simply keep the same shrine and booth in their backyard. They're all over America. Everybody heard that testimony from that Jewish woman on Oprah. We knew it even though, because those ritual murders are going on in the United States as well. The Jews, they're everywhere. The serpent has dens all over the United States as well. Don't be deceived. They changed their name. Try to separate Revelations 2 and 3. You got a price to pay with our Father. You got a Revelations 2, 9, 3, 9. You try to divide that word, you got a price to pay with our Father. Because that's not what he said in his word. If it says divide those Jews in Revelations 2, 9, 3, 9, please bring me your information. I would love to see it. I would love to hear about it. Okay. It says this strongly indicates that Lofner family are not only Jews, they are practicing Jews carrying out the cultural ritual of Judaism. This additional evidence supports the earlier statements by Gerard Laffner's friend, Bryce Tynery, that Jared's mother is Jewish. The skull in the middle of the Sukkot shrine is almost certainly a Halloween decoration that the deranged Jared put on top of the shrine as a sort of sick joke. The New York Daily News reports, a sinister shrine reveals a chilling occult dimension in the mind of the deranged gunman accused of shooting a member of Congress and 19 others. Hidden within the camouflage tent behind Gerard Lee Lofter's home sits an alarming altar with a skull sitting on top, a pot filled with shriveled oranges, a row of ceremonial candles, and a bag of potting soil laid nearby, the photo reveals. It says the Jewish ritual of Sukkot is described as follows. Sukkot, Hebrew. Now, they like to say Hebrew. Now, this is Yiddish mess. It says, oh, actually, let me just say that. When you get to anything with the Jewish people, they always try to take anything that we may have in our book, which is called the Bible, our history book, but they pervert, just like Satan can pervert the Bible when he was bringing Yahushua, said, hey, I can give you all this. He can't give nothing. He really can't give nothing. Yahushua got it all. He know he's defeated. He already know he's defeated, as well as they do, too, because it's written in the book that Moses was to utter in Joshua's ear, rehearse it in Joshua's ear from the Most High. He said, hey, Moses, usher this in Joshua's ear, that Amalek, which are you Jews, they are to be totally wiped out from underneath the heavens of the earth. So, we're going to go on. It says, now, the Jewish ritual of the Sukkot is described as follows. Sukkot, Hebrew, it said Feast of Booths, Feast of Tabernacles, is a biblical holiday. It's a biblical holiday celebrated on the 15th day of the month of Tishri. Now that's some Tishri. I don't recall Yahushua talking about no Tishri nor Moses. But anyhow, it said late September to late October. It is sites to women. Let me make sure I'm getting right. It is one of the three biblically mandated shalosh regaliums on which the Jews and believers make pilgrimages to predeterminate, wait a minute, this is so small print, predetermine sites to worship and fellowship temple in Jerusalem. The holy days, last 7 days, include Chol, Hamon, and is the plural of Shikaha. I don't know. It's a bunch of weird stuff. But family, what they're letting you know, just by the picture, you can see the picture on the link that I gave you guys. And like I said, the link was taken out of whitecivilrights.com. This is David Duke articles, Bizarre Shrine in Lofner's Backyard for Jewish Ritual of Sukkot. Now, you can go look at that up on your own time, but the link that I gave you guys gives you a lot of information concerning these people who are sitting in Moses' seat, who are known as scribes and Pharisees. Now, I got to speed my talking up because I still got a lot more. The show will have to go into overtime, family, but I do want to go over some information first. Now, I'm going to go over one more bit of information here. I'm going to give you guys this link, okay? I will give you guys this link, but I am not going to I'm not going to play it for you guys because I was having problems with my uploads. This link right here on your own time, I want you to take this link, and it's called What Jews Say About Jesus Christ is the name of it. What Jews Say About Jesus Christ, you decide. Now, the world calls him Jesus Christ. The true people of the Bible, we call him, uh-oh, I lost my chat line. Give me a second. I want to post something to you. Either Black Talk Radio is trying to mess with my switchboard right now, family. I don't have a chat line to give you this. I'm waiting. I know when I speak on them, they got to come through because everybody's going to know what they're doing. Okay, they're putting me back on. Here we go. Okay, they put me back on. Thank you, Block Talk. All right, family, here, right here is a link. And this is what these Jewish people, that the world is waiting on them. Oh, they just have to come back to and be accept and accept Yahushua and the Father. The Father ain't waiting on them. Yahushua ain't waiting on them. He was telling them about themselves throughout all New Testament. The only people waiting on them is the people who have been blinded, who don't have the truth in them, who are not reading the word and understanding who our Father and who Yahushua was speaking of when he spoke about the Pharisees, the scribes, and the Sadducees. Said it, done it. I told you what it was. We're dealing with Edom here. Now, that video is so gross. It's telling, though. It's telling because it will be an eye-opener for any Gentile that is sitting out there. I'll name it again. What Jews say about Jesus Christ. And there's a little space bar. You decide. Now, I'm going to tell you one that I saw, and it was the first time I ever saw it. This woman looks like a Caucasian, a regular Edomite, okay? But she's standing there amongst the Jews. We know that many of the Jewish people, they don't look dark-skinned. They don't really have dark hair. Those people are red, okay? Most of those people are red, blue, red, blonde, whatever you want to call it, with blue eyes, light color eyes. They look like one of the children from the angels. Hint, hint, getting it? They were from the lineage of Cain, okay? I'm just calling it for what it is. But one lady in there, here's what she says. I'm going to miss some words and let you put in those words. She says that as she's touching herself, Yahushua, make me, instead of Yahushua's coming, she says, Yahushua, make me, or she says, Jesus, make me, you know what I'm saying? You put the rest together yourself. That's the despicable and disease-infested serpents that they are that Yahushua was warning us about. You'll hear it in this film. You will hear, what's her name? Sarah Silverman. She admits, yeah, we killed Jesus. And she goes on with some other ramp. They have pictures, videos of the Israeli Jews out there, as well as the American Jews, saying all kind of filthiness. It's documented. When will people wake up and realize that when the Father put Revelations 2:9 and 3:9 together, he wasn't joking. He wasn't. When Yahushua came out here to warn our people, the Hebrews, who are supposed to be a light to the other nation, which is why I'm giving you light right now. I'm giving you the word, the wisdom. It's not hate, family. Tell them the truth is not hate. But remember, this world perverts what is good, make bad. They will say, oh, this is a racist site because I tell them the truth. I tell them that it ain't you. The same people who have been lynching our people, the Hebrews, the same way as they hung Yahushua from a tree, ain't nothing new under the sun. But because I bring forth the truth within the word, showing you, giving you pictures, finding the scriptures, pointing them out, Georgia's a racist. I don't think so. We're going to get to the bottom of this. I'm going to go on. Now, I want to go, and let me see, I hope I saved it. If I didn't save it, I'm going to have to find it. Let me see. I hope I saved it, family. I don't know if I saved it or not. But if I didn't, oh well. If I didn't save it, there was one in there I really want to give to you guys, and I'll just have to add it. No, I didn't save it. I'll have to add it to my notes, okay? Let me just go check one other place before I give up on it. While I'm checking for this, family, I will take callers, but I'm going to go ahead. I want to check out my chat line because I know after I say certain things, people get upset. The truth hurts. It really does. People get very upset, and they try to take over my chat line. Okay, they look like they're doing pretty good. Okay, well, I'm glad. And like I said, I'm not saying this to hurt anybody, but I know the truth does hurt. The truth does hurt. But see, we have to tell the truth. Time is too short. If you say you love the Father, you say you love the Son, you got to love the people. Well, it tell you who the people are. It tell you that their skin was black upon them. King Solomon was the wisest person there. He says that I am black. So, and most of the, in the book of Job, Job 30:30, it tells you my skin is black upon me because of the famine. So we know that the people who are claiming to be us, which the world wants to keep dividing them out, know they came over the Caucasus Mountain. They're Khazarians and Sephardic and Europeans. Those people who came over, which are known today as Caucasians, those people have done a lot. Our Father, Yahushua called them out, letting you know they are sitting in places where they're going to be in positions to give you rules and laws and statutes and all these things. But they are not the people who are supposed to be sitting there. So now and today, many of your high-powered lawyers are Jewish, or they're European Gentiles. Many of them who sit in positions of power all over the European regions, they're definitely serpent up there, but hey, they are people of the serpent as well, and they look like Europeans, but they're Jewish people too. The Rothschilds are right there with them. That's where they got their so-called satanic Star of David from, was the red Rothschild star that they had on their door. I'm calling it for what it is. Too late in the game for us to be hushed about this. If I don't open my mouth, and some of you may get offended, but shoot, if you got a chance to get the truth and come to the Father's truth, His word, hey, you get mad at me, but you need to be thanking me, as well as thanking all the other Hebrews who are trying to teach you the truth. It's out there. It's just a matter of, do you want to die in your sins? But if you say you love the Father, you say you love the Son, you ought to love the people regardless if they don't look like what you have been lied to believe they look like. Spiritual Israel. When they talk about spiritual Israel family, they're speaking about the true Hebrews, us. The ones that the Yahushua said, come back to Him spiritual, because no flesh will enter into that kingdom. It ain't talking about everybody in the world, especially they put it as Christianity. Christianity, when it was started and made up, given by that serpent popes, I call them the serpent European popes. It never included the black people, which are your Hebrews, because we were in slavery. That's just another technique to keep us bound. But they try to say Christianity, spiritual Israel, all the European nations, forget that mess. Let's get to the truth of it. It's wicked, and if you're preaching that, you're wicked. You know the research of that. You know that Christianity was dumbed down by the Constantine, bought into pagans, gotten our poor Hebrew people and those who really do want to find and love the Father, serving and worshiping false devils and demons. Call upon a name that the Jews put in there to keep you from calling on the true name of the Father, Yahushua and Yahuwah the Father. You know, they keep you from doing that. Anytime you give your personal interpretation of what Revelations 2:9 and 3:9 says, you want to be deceived. You like to ravish, just roll around, hippie-yay, in foolishness. Time is short. Time is short. Now, let me check out my time here. Like I said, y'all know, I know some of y'all steaming and rolling and losing wigs and everything else, but get it together because I'm going to say what I got to say. We got 2 minutes and 12 seconds. I got more to share with you guys. I am going to open the call-in line, and I do have another MP3 for you guys to listen to. So, with only 2 minutes left, if anybody would like to go ahead and switch over now, the call-in number is 213. Excuse me, that's my number. The call-in number is 646-595-4111. I will be taking callers. I will continue with the show. Now, for those of you who would like to call in right now and start speaking to me, I'm going to take the callers now, okay? I will take the callers right now, and I will continue the show. So I'm going to take the first caller, which we have is, let's see, let me get him open first. Shalom, caller 804. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, sister. Peace.
Hey, shalom, shalom. Who am I speaking to?
Joseph Johnson from Richmond, Virginia.
Hey, shalom. Welcome, brother. You want to share anything with us?
Yes, I would like for you to check out this YouTube site, Visions from the Past. You familiar with that YouTube? About the black melanated Indians, what they call them, the Indians.
I tell you what, you can give me that link on the chat line, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't, right now I'm in the middle of a show, but I'm going to check it out, leave it for me. And that way our family members can also take a peek at it, okay?
I'm not in the chat. Visions from the Past. You can remember that, can't you? Visions from the Past.
I tell you what, I'm going to look it up. I just can't look it up right this second, but you want to tell me a little bit about it? I'm going to definitely look it up later.
Okay. This is what I want you to do. Look at it and build on it later. I will catch the next show. When the next show come on?
That's a good question. I don't know.
But you're going to love it.
Whenever the Father moves me. If I have nothing to say, I'm not going to open my mouth. But if the Father moves me to talk, could be tomorrow, could be next Friday. If the Father moves me to talk, I'm definitely going to scream out his truth. Speak boldly on it. So I would say just keep checking, okay?
Well, you do that, okay?
All right. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Peace.
All right. Shalom. All right, family. Now, that was one caller. It looked like, I don't know, it tells me I'm out, but I don't think I'm out yet. Let me just check with my chat line, because I don't know. By the way they're talking here, I don't know. Okay, if anybody, I'm looking at the chat line right now. If anybody can still hear me on the chat line, please just say, yes, we can hear. Yes, that's all. Why? Throw anything up so that I know that I'm still being heard. Okay, great, because they show me, thank you so much. They have told me that I was already kicked out. Now, what I'm going to do, if I have no other callers, let me just check. No other callers right now. I'm going to give out that call-in number one more time, and I will be taking calls as well as giving you more information. The number that you can call in if you want to continue joining with us is 646-595-4111. Now, this clip, this was taken from one of our YouTube sisters on YouTube, Heather Schaefer. I had her on a show maybe almost not quite 2 years, but I had her on a show. Okay, she was telling the truth of who the Hebrews are. She's a Gentile. Now, I'm going to play another little clip for you guys. Okay, let me get it. Okay, I don't know if I played the Masoretic one for you guys yet. I can't remember. I can't remember if I played that. I'm going to have to play it again because I don't remember. Okay, I did a lot of talking. Let me see. Okay, I'm going to play it.
Hey everybody, this video is strictly pretty much going to be informational. It's all stuff I found in the Wikipedia, a little bit in the Strong's Concordance, stuff like that. I started this research a couple weeks ago. I was just curious as to how we got the translation of the Bible. I mean, how it got from Hebrew, Greek, Aramaic to the modern day English that we speak. And as I started doing the research, it just kept getting kind of deeper and deeper. And so I wanted to share this information with everybody, and some of you may already know this and some may not. So I just wanted to get it out there. When I first started researching, I came across the Masoretic text. And out of the Wikipedia, it says the Masoretic text is a Hebrew text of the Jewish Bible. The Masoretic text is also widely used as the basis for translation of the Old Testament and in recent years also for the Bible. It says the Masoretic text was primarily copied, edited, and distributed by a group of Jews known as the Masoretes. So I looked up Masoretes, and it says they were a group of scribes and Bible scholars working between the 7th and 11th centuries. So basically, the Bibles that we have today are translated from this Masoretic text that was copied, edited, and distributed by the Jewish Masoretes. And so I thought, okay, that sentence just kind of stuck out to me, copied, edited, and distributed. Now I think of it like this. Let's say you work for a newspaper, you write an article. Now before they print it and distribute it, you have to take that article to the editor, and the editor is going to, you know, look over it and read it, say, change this, take this out, put this in, you know, something like that. And basically that's what they did to the original scrolls. They edited them. So then I asked myself, okay, if these Jewish people can come in, take someone else's land, and set themselves up as God's chosen people, obviously, they're going to have to hide something, change something. They're going to have to do something so that people don't find out the truth. I found under that Masoretic text, it says, the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls dating from 150 BC to AD 75 show numerous small variations, both as against the later Masoretic text and between each other. It is also evident from the notings of corrections and of variant alternatives that scribes felt free to choose, according to their personal taste and discretion, between different.
All right. I wanted you guys to hear it because I didn't know if I played that already, but that's just letting you know, family, that when you get to Revelations 22 and it speaks of anyone adding to or taking away from the book, if you have the understanding, it says that their name will be taken out of the book of life. If you have understanding that there's only one race of beings, these hybrids, who have inserted, they come from the seed of Cain. Keep in mind, Yahushua was calling them a den of vipers, a generation of vipers. Okay, so was John the Baptist. Okay, how can you escape? How can you escape hell? How are you going to escape it? Because Moses was told by our father Yahuwah that you are to be wiped out from the underneath the heavens on the earth. You were supposed to be wiped out. But we know that the Bible tells us that Joshua was still killing them off. They never totally got wiped out. They're still here. Okay? So I want to take some callers because I want to make sure before Blog Talk decides to pull one of their little numbers. Oh, I was just getting ready to take that caller, and it was dropped. Sorry, caller 804. I still have you open 678. If anybody else wants to say anything, I'm going to open up your mic as well. Did you want to add anything to what we just heard? Caller 678. Okay, well, you're open. I believe you're open. The only reason I'm leaving you open is because for some reason, Blog Talk has a way of dropping my whole board, and I have no connection over my board. But just so you can understand, family, when we get into the scriptures and we find that sometimes it's hard to say who is who and what's what, you got to remember that these Edomites have had their hands in our books. Now, I'm going to go somewhere with you real quick, and you can get the understanding of exactly what the scripture is talking about. I don't want anybody to be left in deception about this stuff, because it's we talk about it, but sometimes I don't think that you guys get the full understanding. That's why I don't mix words anymore, because when the sister told me she didn't understand, when I said the seventh day, the Shabbat day, the set-apart day, the day of rest, okay, the Kadesh day, that's the day we were formed. There is no eighth day in the Bible. Many people don't understand what I was saying. I was saying that we were formed on the special day. We were set apart from all of the other creations out there. We were set apart, created, formed, right out there with them, but set apart into that garden. That garden is known as the land of milk and honey. So was the promised land described as the land of milk and honey, and so will be the kingdom to come as the land of milk and honey. The only ones that were supposed to be in that garden was the ones who had the breath of life that were formed, were the Hebrews from the beginning. Cain couldn't wiggle his little serpentine behind in Genesis 5. And the book of Jude tells you, Jude 14, that Enoch is seventh from Adam. Go back it up. You'll see that you'll count six of them there. Well, there's only two people that could be left out, and that's Cain and Abel. But, hey, Cain was still alive, but he wasn't in there. He had his genealogy in four. That he couldn't put Abel in there because Abel was dead. He couldn't produce a seed. So it does tell us that Abel, righteous Abel, he was righteous. He pleased the Father. Cain had no respect of person from the Father nor of his offering. So who do you think belonged in there? Who came out of the loins, the lineage, the seed of Adam? Yeah, it was Abel, because Cain didn't come from Adam. I don't care what these lying churches tell you. I don't care that they make a movie called The Bible and switch things up. Just like they will go, the Jews go, they have to hide the creation or you will know who they are. I've been yelling this for the longest. They have to lie about the creations, what happened in the garden, and keep hiding themselves out. They've already done it in America by switching their names. They're still doing it. Hey, there's nothing new under the sun. They're still doing it. Because even their little document that says the covenant of the Jewish Illuminati, they tell you, if anybody ever found out who we are, we'd have nowhere to run. See, they've been deceiving the whole world along with their father, that fallen angel. Okay, let me go on. I want to read to you guys a little something. And this is taken from the book of Obadiah. This is taken from Obadiah. Let's just go to Obadiah and see what it reads. Okay, you know Obadiah only has one book, so I don't have to tell you what book to turn to. Now, if you go, you will have understanding. It's talking about Edom, but it's also specifically talking about a small heathen sect within Edom. Let's read what it says. It says, the vision of Obadiah, thus saith Yahuwah concerning Edom, which is who? That's Esau, the one that the father said, I hate. I hate. That's what he said. Don't get mad at me. Don't mean you can't get saved. Edom, I'm not talking about the Jews, but Edom, the Caucasians, the Gentiles, which they call Goyim, you can get saved. You got a choice. You had a big choice to make. You can keep serving the synagogue of Satan and trying to separate, disconnect, and all this other stuff about Zionists and all. You could keep supporting them, doing your lies. You could do all you want to do and say, oh, George is lying to you. But you know what? If you can't read it for yourself, if you don't ask the Father to open up that evil heart of yours and take them blinders off you for a second so you can get the understanding, you the one got to pay the penalty. Because you know those who are getting the mark of the beast, serving the embodiment, the temple, the synagogue, the seed line of Satan. You're the one got to pay that price, not me. So I'm bringing forth love here. But let me tell you about yourselves. Okay, it says, the vision of Obadiah. Thus say the Most High concerning Edom. We have heard a rumor from Yahuwah, and an ambassador is set among the heathen, the Gentiles, Edom. Arise ye, and let us rise up against her in battle. Behold, I have made thee small among the heathen. Thou art greatly despised. Now, the heathen he just told you about in one was Edom. So he has made them small among those heathens. They're white people. They're Caucasians. Well, specifically, he said, I have made you small among the rest of these white folks, this small group of heathens, which are Amalek, your Jews. It says, the pride of thine heart hath deceived thee, thou that dwellest in the cleft of the rocks, Georgia, Russia, okay, the Caucasus Mountain, the Khazarians. Speaking of you, that's who he's talking to. It says, whose habitation is high, those high mountains, it says in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? Hey, I own all the world with my father. I own America. He ain't talking about just Edom. Edom owns only so much. But it's specifically talking about that one who even Bush can't stand up against. He's Edom. Bush is Edom. Bush can't stand up against them because that's that reptilian royal seed line from Cain. Okay, Bush is a hybrid of a hybrid. He come from that other reptilian line of lizards known as the Windsors. He comes from that genealogy, but he's still blended. He's not quite pure. That's why those Jews don't want no interbreeding. They want to keep their bloodline pure. And they'll tell you, just like the royal family, we got a right to rule. Let's see what he says about them. He says, who, they say, who shall bring me down to the ground? Verse 4, though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and this will go back to understanding in the very beginning. They were the ones who the people would like to call Sumerians, but those were out there worshiping angels and so forth. Those fallen angels were getting depicted in many ways. One of the ways was an eagle-like bird. I call it a reptilian eagle-like bird, but it's the same thing that can be equivalent to when you go to the apocalypse of Abraham, okay, and it tells you that serpent in the garden, it tells you what he looked like. He had hands and feet like a man, just like the eagle that represents the Jewish people and what they were representing back then. it tells you that it had six wings. Same thing. But anyhow, let's go a little further. They're the only ones who will not put an eagle because they like to make you think, let's look at the white man. Because the white man on all the European places all over the world, Spain, everywhere, the France, all these places, they all got the eagle, America, the eagle. So they don't want you to know. They are so clever. And not really clever. They're really foolish if they think they're going to win this. But we just told you how they were able to edit things, edit things. They've been editing for a long time. People believe that they just went into power when they, in 1948, They were behind that movie, Gone with the Wind, and that was way into effect. They were way into Hollywood, way before 1948. They were making, I showed you that movie of the Goy. They were behind that movie, too. The Jewish people, you read on it, they changed their names. They changed their names, so you won't know who they are. They've been doing that stuff. Let's go on. The Father says, though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and though thou set thy nest amongst the stars, thence will I bring thee down, said Yahuwah. If these came to thee, if robbers by night, how art thou cut off? Would thy not have stolen till thou had enough? If the grape gatherers came to thee, would they not leave some grapes? How are the things of Esau searched out? That's Edom. How are his hidden things sought up? Okay, it says, how are the things of Esau searched out? How are the hidden things sought up? All the men of thy confederacy, go back to Psalms 83. Edom is at the forefront of it. Then it talks about Amalek being there too, okay? All the men of thy confederacy have bought thee even to the border. The men that were at peace with thee have deceived thee and prevail against thee. They that eat thy bread have laid a wound under thee. There is none understanding in him. Now, hey, you know how my mind worked, family. When I read that, you know what I thought of? A lot of Edom right now today is pulling out this information because they're seeing the wickedness of these serpents. The only problem is they won't completely define it and tell you that the Jews are all over America and everywhere else changing their names. They won't connect the two and say that they come out of Edom too. They won't tell you that much. But they are pissed off because you have a bunch of serpents who have indwelled within the Caucasians. You have them fighting. They fight all the time. They all want power. But see, that specific race of serpents called the Jewish people. Right now, they are in complete control with their father Satan ruling over them. They have offered pieces of the world temporarily to the rest of Edom. They have bribed people within even the Hebrew community to betray our people. When you got these preachers, these pastors who know better, but they will come and tell you, support Israel. Or they will even come tell you, like Minister Farrakhan, that Islam, that's the chosen people. What do you know better? Edom has paid him off. Edom knows. There's some more people. Hey, I can name some people on Blog Talk too, but I won't. Okay, I'll just keep it to myself for now. You can figure it out for yourself. You got to use discernment. Anyhow, it says, shall I not in that day say, Yahuwah? Saith Yahuwah, even destroy the wise men out of Edom. Those who want to just talk and act like they know everything, he's going to shut their mouth up. And understanding out of the mouth of Esau. The mouth of Esau would be at the top. That's all Edom. But the wise men, we know when they talk about the wise men, they're going right back to them Jews. It says, and the mighty men, O Teman, shall be dismayed to the end that every one of the mouth of Esau may be cut off by slaughter. Now, and I should rephrase that, the mount of Esau is the Jewish people. Let me correct that. Esau, Edom, that's your Caucasians. Not all of them will be cut off. But out of the mount of Esau, that's the top of that hill, that peak, that is your Jewish people who control everything. So it says, and may be cut off by slaughter. It says, for the violence against thy brother Jacob. Now, we told you that brother came in from the UK, okay? He told you, Brother Robert, and that was Friday's night show at the end. He said, and he brought this verse to my attention. I had never heard it before. I mean, I heard it, but I never thought, put the two connections together. He said, hey, don't you know in the Bible it says that Israel is thy firstborn, okay? Letting you know, if Israel is the firstborn, we know Israel means Jacob. When we get over here and it says that there were twins in the womb, that only means that one of those children were his, let alone does it mean when it says for thy violence against thy brother Jacob. Got to remember, they did a lot of editing, but right here, thy brother Jacob. Jacob and Esau couldn't have been brothers. If the father says, Israel's thy firstborn son. Israel, Jacob is thy firstborn son. That was the Most High's. Esau had nothing to do with it. This is reality. Don't try to stone me. I'm just telling you. It's in your Bible, too. It said, for thy violence against thy brother Jacob, shame shall cover thee, and thou shalt be cut off forever. And that's why you really got to look at Scripture again when you get these verses and get more understanding. The Father's revealing, family. It says, in the day that thou stoodest on the other side, in the day that the strangers carried away captive his forces, and foreigners entered into the gate and cast lot upon Jerusalem, even thou was one of them. Okay? Same ones that we're finding out now that had a hand in it. It wasn't just the Europeans. It wasn't just the Africans as soldiers. It wasn't just the Palestinians, the Arabians, or whatever you want to call it, Ishmaelites. It wasn't just them. Amalek was right there, hiding, as they always do, like them little serpents that they are. They hid behind the tree. Their father did. Now they hiding right here. Same people. It says, but thou should not have looked on the day that thy brother in the day that he became a stranger. Neither shouldest thou have rejoiced over the children of Judah in the day of their destruction. Neither shouldest thou have spoken proudly in the day of distress. Thou shouldest not have entered into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Yea. Now he tells you his people. He said, now in verse 10 it says, for thy violence against thy brother Jacob. But right here he tells you, thou should not have entered into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Because Esau was not the fathers. Esau, Cain, Ishmaelites, none of them was the fathers. We got to get it straight. We got to come to the conclusion and read the Bible as it is said. It says, yea, though thou should have not have looked on their afflictions in the day of their calamity, nor have laid hands on their substance in the day of their calamity. Why do you think they are able to get so much information and they have so many of our precious things? Because it tells us right here in the book of Obadiah, 13th chapter, or 13 verses reads, thou should not have entered into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. And this was the siege of Jerusalem. Yea, thou shouldest not have looked on their afflictions in the day of their calamity, nor have you should have never, never, ever laid your hands on their things, on their substance in the day of their calamity. So when the sister was giving you information about what these Mesorites did when they found to put, edit it and put it together, throw out, put in what they wanted to, which we go to the 1611 and we see that the book of Enoch and other books were put in there, Maccabees were put in there, so forth. But now you go to the regular King James and it's gone. The Apocrypha's out of it. Now, you look in today's world, there's many billions of different types of Bibles. I might be saying the word wrong, billions, but there's a lot of different versions out there that are no longer the King James. With these newer Bibles come different translations and more different words are put in. Like they've taken out that word black. They've taken that. They even took some verses out of some Bibles. Some people who own their own TV shows got their own little personal Bibles, baby. And they got their name on the Bible. Come on now. whose word are they teaching you? Their word or our father's? We got to look at this. I'm going to go back over now. I just want to read that to you guys. And we're going to get some understanding about this Edom and their little works. Now, I do have, it keeps wanting to pop up links on me here. Let me close this link down 1 second. Okay, I got another caller here. I'm going to take the caller. Okay, I'm waiting, caller. Okay, shalom. Caller 313, shalom, shalom.
Shalom, peace. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Who am I speaking to?
Nakani.
Tommy?
Nakani.
Okay. Hey, shalom, Brother Connie. You want to speak and add to?
Well, yeah, I had a quick. I just want to make a quick question. I know a lot of people, a lot of associates of mine, people that I know from different little things that they're into, but a lot of people I know is into the Messianic Judaism thing. And how dangerous is that? Now, I've been listening. This is the first time I'm calling, by the way. You know, good show. And it's like my third show I ever listened to. But how dangerous is that? Because going by everything you just said tonight, you know what I mean? Seems pretty dangerous.
Well, first of all, a lot of people say Messianic because they're trying to say that they, and I'm just going to use their plain words. They're saying that they believe and they love Jesus is what they're saying with the Messianic. The other Jews, the Orthodox and all these other Jews, they... It's all the same because a lot of them still get the Judaic Christian, which is still, let me see, my phone's about to go off. Nope, it's still going on. It's still a form of the, it's a form of the Talmud because they got you doing rituals and things like that for their so-called high holy days, and I keep that Yom Kippur day that they worship and they do a festival for. First of all, that ain't got nothing to do with the Father's Day. As a matter of fact, it goes completely against the scriptures because that's the day they won a war, you know, and we know that they've been battling ever since. They got weapons of mass destruction. According to the curses, it tells us that our people will not be able to lift up their hand against their enemy. So you're going to see that much of the stuff that has been blended in with the Christians who follow anything, they can call it Messianic or whatever they want to call it. It still has a lot to do with the Judaism that was not sent by our Father. It's not, it has nothing to do with the Bible. Judaism incorporates the Talmudic teachings as well. Their holidays, their feast days, it's all, you know, no. We'd have to do a show on it, and maybe I will do a show on that. That's a good topic for me. So I'll go into deeper information on that for you. But if you look it up, it's not the same thing as what our Father's speaking about.
Okay. All right.
Anything else?
No, that's it. I mean, yeah, you need to do a show on that. Yeah, definitely.
I definitely will because you gave me a topic, and we do need to speak about that. Thank you so much.
All right.
All right, shalom. I'm going to put you back on pause.
Okay, peace.
All right. Now, I'm going to try one more caller here, and that's the caller who had his hand up earlier today. Your mic is still open. Shalom, caller 678. Your mic is still open. Did you want to add anything at this point? I'll take that as a no. Okay, family, I got something else for you to listen to because I want you guys to be aware that Edom, it tells us in Maccabees, I think it's 2 Maccabees, I'm not for sure, I don't have the notes right in front of me, but it tells you that they even laid open the book of the law and sought to put their heathen images in the places of the saints. I think I can't remember, I got it written down somewhere in my notes, but even in the Bible it tells you they did the same thing. So they have been deceiving our brothers and sisters, even the ones who are deceived within the church systems, thinking that they are doing right by going to these religious establishments, these buildings, these temples, these synagogues, worshiping the Father and the Son. Well, no, that's not who they're giving any homage to. They're giving homage to deities. The Christian churches, Catholic Church, or the Roman Empire, the beast church system, that further has blended with these other denominations we have today. Everything comes from the so-called mother church, and it's a pack of lies, because everything, if it comes out of the beast church, is going to be a man-made religion, and it means that I'm saying that it's not the Father's word. Christianity was put here to deceive our people, to keep them in subjugation and bondage. And if you ever truly wondered why even the Hebrews, the tribe of Judah, which Yahushua sprang up out of, which meant he came out of the seed of the Hebrews, the tribe of Judah, he looked like a black man, which is told to us in Scripture. People read it, they overlook it. But, you know, even that has been flipped and messed with by these Masoretes who thought to change the images, who thought to change the word, because, you know, they already know. First of all, they don't love our Father. They definitely don't love the Son, and they're trying to kill us off. That's what the Bible says. So these people, they already know that they're out the door. So they feel they got nothing to lose because they don't believe in the Father. They don't believe in the Son. You know, Satan has deceived them so well and give them all this. He gave them pride. He gave them ignorance. He gave them fear. He gave them all these things. See, our Father doesn't give that to us. Through fear, he controls them. Through greed, all the corruption, the fleshly things, which we're told to not take part of, to come out of that wickedness. But that's how he holds them into deception. And when you get to the churches nowadays, they teach people, if you are prospering, oh, God loves you. Yeah, God loves you, all right. The God of this world loves you. Not our Father Yahushua, and Yahuwah, rather. Yahuwah is telling you to come out of that wickedness. Yahushua told you to take off that old man and put on that new man. But the world tells you something different. Now I'm going to go a little further, family. I have another MP3 I want you guys to listen to. This, again, is more information from our sister, Heather, and it's great information now. Some of you may have never heard this before. I know I had, before they blocked me off of YouTube, I actually had it all on video for everyone who wants to listen to it. But she's going to go into the sons of darkness, sons of light. She's also going to go into the book of Enoch and other things. I don't know if I got it all recorded. I hope I did. Let me see. Okay, this is 5 minutes and 28 seconds. After that, I'll be taking more callers, but I want to share with you what she has to say. And just listen up and tell me what you think.
Now, here's where it really started getting interesting. At the end of that article, it says, among the rejected books by both the Judaic and Catholic canons was found the Book of Enoch, the Manual of Discipline, and the War of the Sons of Light against the Sons of Darkness. I instantly thought to myself, now, why would they reject these books unless there's something in there that they want to keep hidden? So in the Wikipedia, under the Sons of Light against the Sons of Darkness, it says that it is a manual for military organization and strategy that was discovered among the Dead Sea Scrolls. These scrolls contain an apocalyptic prophecy of a war between the Sons of Light and the Sons of Darkness. In the end, all of darkness is to be destroyed, and light will live in peace for all eternity. The war is then described as a conflict between the congregation of God and the congregation of men. The rest of the document is a detailed description of the events of the war and the ways in which it should be conducted. So it's pretty obvious when you read that why they didn't want that in there. You know, they don't want the Sons of Light to know anything about this war or how it should be conducted. Now, I also looked up the Book of Enoch. And I'm just going to go through the content a little bit. There's 21 pages to it, so I don't want to read all of it. But there's 5 sections to this book. And as I go through this context, you're going to know, it's going to be pretty obvious why the Jews and the Catholics rejected this. The first section is the Book of Watchers. It has a parable of Enoch on the future lot of the wicked and the righteous, the fall of the angels, the demoralization of mankind, the intercession of the angels on behalf of mankind, the dooms pronounced by God on the angels of the Messianic Kingdom. The first section depicts the interaction of the fallen angels with mankind. Sidiasm, I'm probably not saying that right either, compels the other 199 fallen angels to take human wives in order to have children. Says the result is the creation of the Nephilim, or Anak, which means giants. It also discusses the teaching of humans by the fallen angels. So these angels were teaching them. It says they taught men to make swords, knives, shields, breastplates, and made known to them, the metals of the earth and the art of working them, bracelets, ornaments, the beautifying of the eyelids, and all kinds of costly stones and all coloring tinctures. And there arose much godlessness. They committed fornication, they were led astray, and became corrupt in all their ways. They taught enchantments and root cuttings, the resolving of enchantments, astrology, the constellations, the knowledge of the clouds, the signs of the earth, of the sun, and of the moon. So basically, these fallen angels that had came down here and had children with the women of the earth, they were teaching the men all about this kind of stuff, because obviously they didn't know anything about it prior to that. Now the second section is entitled Book of Parables. It says the Book of Parables appears to be based on the Book of Watchers, but it presents a later development of the idea of final judgment, concerned not only with the destiny of the fallen angels, but also of the evil kings of the earth. It has the first parable, which has the coming judgment of the wicked, astronomical secrets, the dwelling places of wisdom and of righteousness, another one on astronomical secrets. The second parable has the lot of the apostates, the new heaven and the new earth, the prayer of the righteous for vengeance and their joy at its coming, the fount of righteousness, the Son of Man, the stay of the righteous, and judgment of the kings and the mighty, the glorification and victory of the righteous, the repentance of the Gentiles, the valley of judgment, the angels of punishment, the communities of the elect one, final judgment of Azazel, who was one of the fallen angels, the watchers and their children, last struggle of the heathen powers against Israel. The third parable has angels go off to measure paradise, the judgment of the righteous by the elect one, the praise of the elect one and of God, judgment of the kings and the mighty, blessedness of the righteous.
All right, that's, my mic up. Okay, that's all I wanted to say about that one. Now, I have a link, you guys. I'm trying to pull it up now, but my computer is taking, it seems like forever. This was taken off The Truth About the Talmud, and it's Judaism's holiest book. This was the link I wanted to give out to you guys. It had a lot of information. I mean, all you got to do is just type in The Truth About the Talmud, and it's going to be the first book that pops up. It's Judaism's holiest book, and it's from revisionhistory.org. Okay, that's where it's from. And for some reason, I don't know why it's not pulling up. Let me see. Okay, let me see. I'm trying to get it pulled up so I can go over that with you, because it has some information in there that, oh, you'd love to hear. Let me see. Okay, here it comes. I think I got it. Maybe not. but anyhow, if I can't get it up, I'll just go on. But, you know, family, so when we get to the scriptures, and like we've been showing you, no, it wasn't us who killed the prophets. It wasn't us who killed Yahushua. It was a certain seed line that was called vipers, generations of them. That means it's going to be generational. We were talking about the root and laying the axe to the root at the very end, and that root being thrown into the lake of fire. Well, you can gather, just as it says in Matthew 13, that the evil ones are going to be gathered, the tares, and they will be thrown into the lake of fire. That lake of fire was reserved for the angels, but the wicked ones are going in there too. Now, this is not opening up for some reason. I don't know. Let me see. Oh, don't want to open up. No, I can't get it open up. I don't know. My internet's not working right for some reason, but I wanted to share that with you guys. You can look that up on your own time, and I do have the link incorporated into a blog. Okay. Now, just to recap a little bit, because I want to make sure that everybody is really, truly understanding, you know, what the topic is today. We are talking, family, about what we were warned of. It says, beware of the leaven of the scribes and the Sadducees, okay? And throughout the word, if you read in the New Testament, you'll get the clear understanding that Yahushua was warning us. You know, we know we're supposed to read the scriptures, but warning us, this group of scribes and Pharisees and Sadducees and judges and rulers, these people were bringing on a different doctrine. They were sitting in Moses' seat, a seat that was meant for a Hebrew, specifically a Levitical person to sit in. They were sitting in that seat, still are sitting in that seat. Judgment will come on them. Judgment definitely. I mean, got nowhere else to go but to come on to these vipers because what they've done. Now, we can get into the Roman Catholic Church, and they call him Peter the Roman. And that's the last pope that we have right there. That last pope has that lineage, the same place that the Jews, the same thing as most of the Jews, they were in Germany. See, when they bring on that Holocaust to you, many of you don't realize because, and I'm speaking to the ones who have come on as guests, and I'm speaking to the Caucasians who have problems with what I'm saying. They don't realize that they're all the same people. They're just different tribes of the same people, different sons, grandsons of Esau. It's all they are. But Edom means Rome. Esau came out red and hairy like a garment. We know that it is not us who have all the hair. We are not red, not like what they're talking about. They're talking about the blood showing through the cheeks. Many of them will try to say red and ruddy. Oh, no, that's talking about a brown person. No, it's not. It said that Edom will be ruling, okay, and then Jacob's turn will come. That's the prophecy. Well, if Edom is ruling, and then after Yahushua comes, then it's Jacob's turn, well, who's ruling right now in this in time? It's your Caucasians. It's your Caucasians along with Amalek. So when we see all this stuff, I know it's hard for a lot of people to swallow, especially when we look at what has been done to our people with the with Edom, and they have put in our people such fear and put our people in subjugation, having our people worship them by changing the image of Yahushua to look like a blonde-haired, blue-eyed Jesus Christ. Person and made films, and our people, after generations of lies and deceit, now they have grown to love the oppressor. And when I say love the oppressor, I mean they will fight. They will fight and call you racist and do anything to you when you bring forth the truth that's already in the Word. This dumbing down of the nation, and as the Bible says, we were destroyed as a nation, is evident. It's really evident. But what's really sad is when the world knows the corruption of the Jew, the world can get a Jewish person who lives in America to come on television and tell you that they are everywhere. People can speak on these people, but for some reason they still want to divide and say, spiritual Israel, the white man, you cannot be of a nation that has done so much corruption, killed, murdered, raped, robbed, the whole bit, and have never gotten punished when you get to Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26, and he tell you just the things y'all have done and worship in these gods that you guys worship, you're the other nation, and you've not been judged. They haven't put no curse on, the Father didn't put a curse on you. And you're still trying to say that you're going to go up and get into that, get into heaven? Are you crazy? Are you that mind controlled? See, you got to realize who you are according to Scripture. You got to really read the Scripture and find out who you are. Look at those verses that said, my skin is black. Speaking of the Hebrew Israelites, look at the verses where even Moses and Paul were mistaken for Egyptians. Then go look at the true portrayal of the Egyptians during that time period and see why the Father compared us to the Ethiopians. You know your modern-day Ethiopians look like us, black folks. So why are you holding on to this lie so well? Don't you realize that that lie is what's going to send you straight to hell? Because you cannot enter into the kingdom unless the light is shown on you. We are the light for you. All in Bible history, when the other nations wanted to ask the Most High for forgiveness, he told them to go to my people. He directed them right to us. Yahushua said that we, the Hebrews, are a light to these other nations. Well, the only way you're going to get some light shown on you and you won't have blind guides leading you is to come to the Hebrews. Do you not want salvation? Do you not want to know what you're supposed to do according to the word to obtain that salvation? Do you not want the correct interpretation by precepts within Scripture to know who is who in the Bible and what it says for each nation? To know what it is that your father said? Well, we can link whatever your father did in history, we can link whatever them Gentiles did in history right back to what happened in the Scriptures. To link up what's happening right now through the eugenics, through the past time slavery, still modern time bondage, through Planned Parenthood, through passing out of weapons, through targeting a certain minority that you think is a minority, but really we are numerous as the sand of the seas. But the Bible says that they would have us in jailhouses. They'd be putting us up in prison. That's where you're going to find a lot of us hidden. Go back to the book of Psalms 83. It lets you know right there that all these nations, it tell you which nations, you want to know which one you fall into? You know, it tells you. You eat them. Ishmaelites were there too. All these other nations, these Africans were all there. They were all there, and they were the ones who said, let us make the name of Israel no more in remembrance. They all were confederate against the Father's hidden ones. See, when you look at all this stuff and you want to say, Georgia's speaking so racist, oh my goodness, shame on her. But you know doggone well it's in the book. It's just that you have been taught the lies of your forefathers, thinking that you are something more than what you are. When our Father, Yahuwah, the Father who created everything in this whole wide world and universe, when he lets you know that these other nations, which you're part of, are spittle to him, he said, I was only dealing with my people. That's why when Yahushua comes, or came the first time, he said that we will be a light to you. We will be that light. So now I get on a show and I share with you the light and you don't want to hear it. Some of you guys still won't accept it. Some of you guys will get onto your blog sites, onto your YouTube videos, onto your radio shows, into your world of existence and say, hey, we're spiritual Israel. You got to laugh at yourself because the Father tells you in Romans 11 or is Romans 9, he says you can't will it. You can't run it. You can't, just because you're in a position that is over our people now, you can't make something happen just because you are in a position of power. And you sure can't will it and wish it. You can't do that because the Father's word is not coming back void. So when we do shows like this, this is really, you know, I might address you in a way that you don't like to be addressed and call you out for who you are. But in all reality, I'm trying to show you who you are, so that you can read the scriptures and say, wait a minute, I got to get me a Hebrew teacher. I've been taught some lies. Father telling us that his people are going to be the light to us. Well, let me grab a hold of one and get some understanding. Because there is no understanding when it comes to the truth of the scriptures with the Gentiles. And as the Jews say, the goy, the goyim. You see, they don't care that you don't make it. They shut the doorway even for anybody else to get in there. That's what they do. Them den of vipers, them serpents. They would love to see the Hebrews first not make it in, and the goy, and the other Gentiles, specifically the Europeans. They are using you guys like you ain't been used before. You use like an old card to them. I mean, you go through their Talmud. It tell you how they could rape your children, kill your children, cheat from you. You ain't nothing but cattle to them. But yet you go and you give homage to these people. You'll fight for these people. You got murder taking place on account of these people. And then you still want to go within our history book, the scriptures, and try to separate the Jews when the Father's word is clear. You want to deny what Genesis 1 and 2 specifically says, that there was two sets of different people created. You want to deny that Cain was not Adam's. When the Bible tells you, go back to, I found it actually more than one place, but you can go back to the book of Jude, verse 14. It says that Enoch was seventh from Adam. Well, in order for him to be seventh from Adam, you'd have to place Abel there. Couldn't place Cain. Cain already had his genealogy in 4. Everybody want to say, oh, it's because he sinned. No. It ain't nothing because he sinned. It was who he was, just like when he saw Ishmael. Ishmael was not counted as his seed. It was only Isaac. Go back to that sacrificial part. Take Isaac, thy son, thy only son. Then move it on forward to Jacob and Esau. There was a big battle war going on there. Remember, the Father told you in Genesis 3:15, I'm going to put enmity between that serpent seed and the woman's seed. They were fighting in that belly. And when they came out, he said, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. You know, all these verses are all in your face, and for some reason, the hardness of your heart refuses to see the truth. But see, you got problems. If you don't accept the word, you got problems. And the time is short. So my recommendation for anybody who is not coming to the truth of who the true Hebrews are, and you know when in times you see prophecy dropping like flies around you, it's just happening so quick, and you still want to deny this truth, you need to, and if you really love the Father, you need to get on the knees, repent, and ask the Father to please give you a little understanding. Hopefully with that understanding, you'll know the truth, the full truth of the word. Get out of those churches that are not telling you that your so-called Negroes right here in America, the tribe of Judah, we didn't come under African America. That's the name that your forefathers gave us. We were known before we came under captivity as Hebrews. The 11 other tribes of all the Hebrews that are all over the world, you guys spit down on them too. See, they had to dumb down us in America. I'm going to tell you why. It had to be done in such a way because the same people who stole our books, our substances, who definitely got many of our books hidden, and they're reading them and they're trying to get out, like the sons of darkness, sons of light, they don't want to let you know that the battle got to come on. They're thinking they can outdo the Father. They don't realize their Father's lied to them. I'm talking about Satan. Satan and those angels, they've lied to you. The battle's already won. There's a part in, I don't have to pull it up right now, but there's a part in the scriptures, actually it's in the Apocryphers, what it tells you is Satan wanted to keep even certain of the evil spirits with him and the fallen angels, keep those with him to continue to deceive you. His whole job is deception. He's the father of lies. So why do you think that you're going to do anything outside of what scripture tells you? It says that you will be thrown into that lake of fire if you are wicked. He knows your heart. He knows that heart. You can say one thing, but your heart still be wicked. You still ain't going to make it. You got to ask him to give you a new heart. Take off that old heart. Get rid of that old heart. if you are one of those racist people out there who still wants to believe in spiritual Israel, or those pale serpents out there who call themselves Hebrews. They call themselves Jews. But if you want to believe that lie, you got a lot of repenting to do. But I hope that this show did reach each and every one of you who are guests to the Biblical Hebrew site, who are in one of these corrupted religious systems. I hope it did reach you with understanding. I hope that your heart wasn't so hard by my words, my speech, that you cannot understand the truth of what I'm telling you. But see, I care enough for you to let you know the time is late. I care enough for you to tell you the truth of the word, to show you, even outside the scripture, which relates right back to scripture, who these people are, just by you shall know them by their fruit. So family, with that said, I'm outie. I have nothing else to say for this show, but I really hope this show is a blessing to all those who heard, who want to accept the words within our scripture and the warning of Yahushua, as well as the warning of Yahuwah in Genesis 3:15. With that said, family, shalom.